Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, regardless of where you are domiciled on the face of this very planet, it is my delight and pleasure, it is my unique privilege to welcome each and every one of you once again to our live, hopefully uninterrupted transmission from the bosom of Biafra land on this very day, the fourth day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is very close to, if I can find the time, is 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. The same number of minutes past 7 p.m. in London. And also, irrespective of your time zone, it is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you may be. Therefore, we acknowledge your presence as ever by wholesomely welcoming you. We say good morning here, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, who to some of them, Biafra is the only way out. We are here to preach this gospel every blessed day without fear, without fail, without hesitation, without stuttering, without prevaricating, without retreating, and definitely there will be no surrender. Because Chukwa Biama in heaven is God. That is why we are here. We will not be complete unless we offer unadulterated, unremitting praise to heaven itself. We must therefore, as we will always do for the rest of our lives, acknowledge the supremacy, the greatness, the omnipotence of Chukwu Abiama as the creator of the heavens and this very earth. That everything we are doing, everything we have managed to accomplish in the past and will do presently going into the future, we owe it not to anything extraordinary about our potential or our ability to showcase or exhibit our skills. We owe it all to the grace and mercy of heaven that in the end, only Chukwu Abiama's name will be praised. The same way he ordered us in Exodus chapter 20 to go out and preach this very gospel to the whole world, proclaiming his goodness and his greatness, his grace, his abiding love, his mercy for all time's sake. That is exactly what we are doing here, because we don't worship anything else. Only Chukwu Abiama is God here. That is why we are able to accomplish all that we have managed to accomplish up until this very day. Therefore, I must implore, I must urge, I must seek, I must crave the indulgence of each and every one of you to please endeavor to inform those around you. Tell your friends, your family, tell your relatives, tell your neighbors, even your enemies as well, if you can reach them. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them that this gospel mandated from heaven is being preached upon the face of this very earth via this platform and no other. Tell them there is only one Radio Biafra, not two, not three, not for. Tell them we have come that the blind may see. We have come to bring light where once there was darkness. We have come to bring education where once there was ignorance. We have come to fulfill the scriptures the same way it was written that if we return back to Chukwu Abiama, then all our lost inheritance will be returned to us. That is exactly what we are doing. Our inheritance were taken over by our Fulani people. That is why Buhari can stand up and say that nobody can divide the zoo. But we are making this proclamation today. Only if the so-called South-South or Niger Delta can reason, only if they can understand that we can render ourselves Fulani impotent forever and ever by coming together, forging an incredible alliance to withstand the onslaught of the jihadists from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, that this very land created by Chukwu Abiama may be preserved for his glory and his glory alone. If Niger Delta goes it alone, they will drown. Of course, the Igbo people are too impotent to do anything anyway. They're into buying and selling. When they are not buying, they are selling. That is even a more worse position to be in. Today, they are returning in their droves from Ugwawosa, where they are running away like flies once again. They are being chased all over the place. They understand this is a place that they call a nation. This is where they call a country. Where if anything happens to Mohammed in Denmark, they are slaughtered in Kanu, in Sabungiri. Today, they are running away. They have heeded our call, and our people are now beginning to return in droves. If you are there and you are killed, you have yourself to blame and no other. This is Radio Biafra once again. I must welcome each and every one of you. Having offered this praise to heaven, I must therefore bring to your attention your knowledge that my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the director of Radio Biafra. I am also the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, right across the face of this very planet, and by the very special grace of heaven as well, the commander of all Haloyu forces, those of them who understand the essence of sacrifice and discipline in pursuit of a noble outcome. Our pursuit is noble. Biafra must come or we all die. One of the two must happen. Either we get Biafra or we all perish. And for those of them who think that running abroad is an option, it will no longer be an option, especially for the criminals, because wherever you are, we will find you and we will kill you. It's as simple as that. What we are trying to do here is something so revolutionary, so extraordinary, that mankind would not have seen such before. What we are trying to do is groundbreaking. We want to be free and in the same process be able to build a civilization worthy of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. It is not an easy task, especially in Black Africa, where the combination of stupidity and wickedness collided to, give credence to the most backward and mentally retarded mindset you can ever come across anywhere in the world. People from this part of the world, they are not just backwards, they are very, very wicked and foolish. But we will educate them. We will raise them up above their various stations. We will once again make them see the light. We will once again impart knowledge. We will make sure that enlightenment will flow in their lives, that they may raise their heads up and embrace the glory of heaven, as only Chukwu Abiama is in its place to be able to give. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you. We are transmitting, as always, without fail, via CHK 97.6. People sometimes ask me, when is it going to get to my village? When will my parents listen to it? And I say to them, when will you offer your own help? Have you not heard that we need help every blessed day? Have you not heard that we rely on people, on public support, to be able to do what we are doing? Have you not heard that people have left their cozy lives in Europe to come back here to volunteer for the army? Have you not heard that this army will need feeding? They will need equipping. This army will need to be mobilized. They need to be sustained. They need to be motivated. And this army must march. They cannot march on empty stomach. Even the finest armies of the world marched on their stomach. Assuming, I'm only assuming, that we are conversant with modern history. This is Radio Biafra, please. We are also on satellite, on 7 satellites for that matter. We are broadcasting this very minute, this very second, also via all our active portals online. That is www.radiobiafra.co. We are also transmitting live and direct on ipob.org. Radio Biafra is on rblworld.tv. We are on tuning.com. Radio Biafra is on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Radio Biafra is also on radioforest.net. We are on biafratelevision.co. Wherever you go to, if you are lost, just go, happen to stumble upon Google, type in Radio Biafra, you will be appropriately directed that you too may also participate in this landmark edition of our program this very evening, here from Biafra land, live and direct to the entirety of humanity. Our numbers will work this very evening. Our Skype will also respond. And those of you wishing to contact us via Viber, we will also oblige you. Therefore, if you get a pen and paper, you will be able to note all the areas, all the avenues, all the means through which you will be able to contact us this very evening. The numbers, once again, remains +234 816 861 3291. I repeat, +234 816 861 3291. We happen to also be on +234 805 909 8137. I repeat, +234 805 909 8137. We are also on our universal number, which is +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. Radio Biafra is also on Tango and on Viber. So also is WhatsApp as well. If you send us a message, as our brother suggested, we will be able to read out your interesting short messages to the hearing of the whole world, because Radio Biafra commands a global audience. Our audience is not local. We are global, and people are listening in every major country of this very planet we call Earth. Even Obama is listening. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. We set the pace here. We set the agenda. We may not be very rich, but for goodness sake, people take what they hear on Radio Biafra very, very seriously. That is why we must remain on top of our game. Also, if you wish to reach us via Tango, Viber, or WhatsApp, please note down this very number, +44 783 130 8376, +44 783 130 8376. We are also on a particular line that anybody wishing anything, our inquiry line. If you have questions to ask, if you want satellite installed in your village, anything you want to know regarding our operations here on the ground, including those wishing to help fund the Army of Biafra here assembling on the ground, the number to call is 080-359-86251. I repeat, for those calling from outside the damnable, the abominable, the hopeless, the intrepid, the unspeakable Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the number to call is +234 803 598 6251. This is Radio Biafra. Only one of its kind. Not two, not three, not four, not five. Only one. And the name is Radio Biafra. And we are in Biafra land, and rightfully so. And the whole of humanity is listening. Before I go on to present our news headlines, as I wait for the very eminent barrister, very distinguished and very noble as well, I have to defer to those of them who are around me here this very evening. I will once again implore them, as it is the tradition on Radio Biafra, to please very graciously acknowledge the ever effervescent presence of the wonderful people of Biafra. They answer to IPOB. Some of them answer to Biafrans where they are, but collectively we are one indefatigable, indivisible family. We are the indigenous people of Biafra right across the face of this very planet. and they will welcome each and every one of you, and collectively, as the case may be. Please go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. I am Iwu Alachi Boeze. I hail from Nisalangwa North, Abia State, Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon to all Biafrans and friends of Biafrans worldwide. My name still remains Madoka Mado. I hail from Ihiala. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening.
Go
good
ahead.
Morning. And good afternoon, the wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Ezebilo Badibo. I am from Umueri. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead. Anybody else here? No. And Bright is not here. I thought he was. Thank you very much. Now, I appreciate and understand. In fact, Austria remains the only people to have sent in their defense fund 2 times. That means they go out and they still keep collecting. They keep spreading the message that Biafra may indeed be able to come. Bring here. This place is not normal. It is not normal in the sense that our signal will fail us, in the sense that there will be on occasions when you will not be able to hear us, but do not adjust your system. It is no fault of your system. The fault is from the very laughable and decrepit communications infrastructure prevalent in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. This is a place inhabited by animals and monkeys where people do not reason properly, where development, the way we understand it, is virtually non-existent. What you have here is what has been termed in the past as arrested development, stunted development, where people suffer in the midst of plenty, where ignorance prevails to such a scale that you can even feel it. It is very, very palpable. The level of ignorance here is unbelievable. People are damn ignorant, but we have come to save them. We have come to preach this very gospel. And as long as they listen to us and do as we tell them, as those of them now coming back from Ugwawosa can testify, there will be nothing wrong with them. They will be worthy to inherit the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. We are a very special people. We cannot and should not be in the same country with those of them that shouldn't be here. This is Radio Biafra, and once again, I welcome each and every one of you, wherever you may be. The whole world is listening because Radio Biafra is live and direct. They are listening because they know here this very evening from us in Biafra land, they are going to learn. After listening to Radio Biafra, as long as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, as long as the spirit of Chukwu Abiama, the creation himself, is within you, you will be able to change. You will see things in a different light. You will become enlightened. You will become knowledgeable. You will go out and greatly, as you say, boldly proclaim this very gospel without fear before your enemies. And in doing so, you will also be able to tell them that those of them that run Radio Biafra IPOB are incorruptible before heaven and before this very earth. You will also make them understand that we are whiter than white, and whiter than snow itself. We are beyond reproach. Our hands are clean. Our conscience exceptionally clear. We have nothing to hide. Because of that, Chukwu Abiama will remain faithful and kind in all that he has decreed that we must do. Because man did not call us to do this very work. Heaven did. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. Now that we have come, can't you see that his gospel is being preached? Before we came, you never knew who Chukwu Abiama was. Some of you thought Chukwu Abiama was a deity. He's some kind of a village god somewhere in Indiolumbe. Chukwu Abiama is the name we call God here. That is his name. And once you worship him in truth and honesty, you will lack nothing. We don't have money, that is true, but there is nothing we want to do that we cannot do. That goes to show that heaven is indeed with us. I welcome you once again. You must remain without fear in the face of your enemies. I am here in the Zoological Republic. They are looking for me all over the place to assassinate me. All over the place, all of them. Too many of them to recount. But I welcome it and I relish it. Because I know that darkness can never defeat light. It's impossible. I'm aware of that. And I also know that as long as I remain without fear before my enemies, as long as I speak the truth on this very platform, irrespective of who gets offended, as long as I recognize that Chukwu Abiama is God and worthy of praise and no other, as long as I do no wrong, as long as I help those who are unable to help themselves, Chukwu Abiama's mercy and grace cannot depart from this very platform. It is impossible because he is God. And his words never change. This is Radio Biafra. Never ever retreat. Never ever surrender. We get Biafra or we all die together. And then we can meet in heaven. And maybe perhaps talk about or think about how we should have done things differently. Because right now we have not come in peace. There will be no peace here. Men will die. And if they don't call off the elections next week, some of your relatives will die as well. This is Radio Biafra, and I must welcome you once again, and I will now proceed without further hesitation to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Today is the fourth day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, and the time here now this very day is 25 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. It is my delight and my pleasure, and I will go ahead to let you know, is a very funny piece of news today. Somebody is contesting for elections in Lagos State under ABGA. An Igbo man wants to rule Yoruba State. And do you know what they told him? This is carried by Channel Stevie, please, because it's not from Radio Biafra. We blog our news. We don't write them. We report what other people are saying. So that you don't say, oh, they fabricated the news. No, we don't fabricate. Other people report. And then we blog it. Basically, we report on it. We bring it to your attention. And then we bring a depth of analysis that is unsurpassed anywhere in radio broadcast around the world. Analysis on Radio Biafra is so excellent it can never ever be replicated. That is why every attempt to copy what Radio Biafra is doing has failed so far. If you are not in the spirit, you cannot be able to do this very work. It's impossible to do. By the time we finish this evening, your knowledge base would have grown so much. By the time we finish, you can indeed look at yourself and say, I am now educated. Igbo man got Lagos. An Igbo man is in Lagos asking to become the Lagos State governor. You know what they said to him? Address us in Yoruba if you want us to vote for you. Being reported by Channels TV, not Radio Biafra. And some people call this person a nation. Because people are not well educated. I went to school. I am properly educated. That is why I can debate anybody anywhere. I don't care who you are. You can be a professor of politics or of economics. It doesn't matter to me. If you're intelligent enough, stand, let us debate the zoo called Nigeria. You call this place a nation. Somebody went to campaign or to canvass for votes in Lagos. Do you know what Yoruba said to him? If you want us to vote for you, Okoro, because Okoro is the derisory word they call Igbo people in Lagos or Igbo men. Speak to us in Yoruba. It is here. Reported by a so-called reputable TV channel. Channels TV reported this. Lagosians ask Afghan candidate to speak Yoruba to get their votes. Lagosians. And do you know there are Igbo people called Lagosians? There are other Biafrans living in Lagos called Lagosians. When Barrister joins, I will be able to ask him, are you a Lagosian? Because Barrister himself grew up in Lagos. He was born in Lagos, grew up in Lagos. Speaks Yoruba excellently well. And in fact, even before I go any further, let me see if that is the Barrister I'm talking about. Barrister, can you hear me?
Hello?
No, it's not the Barrister. That is a fake Barrister, not the real one that I know. If I hear Barrister's voice, I will know. You may be a Barrister, but perhaps not as eminent as Barrister Imam Mezu. He will join us perhaps very busy at the moment. And please, Barrister has not gone to join APC. He's still with us. Lagosians ask AFGA candidate to speak Yoruba to get their votes. Some of you are in Lagos talking about one Nigeria. Some of you are in Lagos working towards peace and unity. But you can now see what is happening to you. You have to speak Yoruba to win their votes. If you come to Biafra land, all you need to do is to speak English. And you will get people's votes. That is how irrelevant we have become. That is how nonchalant we have become also towards our language and our culture. Which is why Radio Biafra is very, very pivotal, not just for the restoration of Biafra as a geopolitical entity under the influence and spiritual guidance of heaven, but also as a place where our way of life can be adequately protected now and forever. That is why we do what we do. Our work goes beyond freedom. Our work goes beyond politics and liberty. Our work is also about self-preservation. As a race and as a people. Continue in Nigeria and you will not know who you are by this time in the next 10 years. Nigeria will remain one no matter what, according to Buhari, has been reported. Britain has given him the green light to speak. Britain did not ask Buhari, where is your certificate? You are not qualified to run. All he had to say is, Nigeria must remain one. The only reason why Buhari is saying this, this message goes to so-called Niger Delta people, to the so-called South-South. The reason, do you know why Buhari is saying this? It's because of you people. Asare Dokubo, all the so-called militants, Goodluck Jonathan, all the betrayers of Biafra. The reason why Buhari can stand on the oil from Biafra land and proclaim Nigeria must be one because of the oil is because of you. Look at yourself very well. You are the reason why. Any day you people come to your senses and we come together as one indivisible family, Hausa will run. If you want, we can chase them from Sokoto. If you want, we can chase Hausa people away from Sokoto. Because the Republicans will win in America, Obama's disgraceful reign as US president will come to a pass, and genuine Christians will ascend the throne in America. A Christian will enter into the White House. And then offer support to those of us who are down here. To be able to meet our Fulani people head on. In any form of battle they wish to present to us. Buhari is saying Nigeria will be one. He is saying it because of Niger. So-called Niger. I call you Niger Delta because if I say another thing, some people are too ignorant to understand. There is nothing like Niger Delta. Niger Delta is a name that was coined to separate you from who you are. To destroy your identity. Because of you, Buhari is saying what he's saying. Because if Buhari knows tomorrow that the armies of Niger Delta and that of Wada Biafra will march together, they can never ever say anything anymore. It's a very simple thing that we don't understand. I don't want people to mortgage their entire existence at the altar of 4 more years for Jonathan. What matters is Biafra and not Jonathan. A man from a desert. There is a news, we are scouting for news. Thank you very much, Oge, my chief. He sent me news written by the Desert Herald. Desert Herald. In Hausa land with camel. The logo of this newspaper won in one country. God forbid Satan. Buhari, Nigeria will remain one no matter what, according to Buhari. If you're enjoying oil money, why shouldn't it be one? Let us be honest. You know, no. You want to keep enjoying. You don't go to work. You're an Hausa boy. You are not particularly bright at school. You don't do anything meaningful in your life. And your daddy doesn't go to work. Your mom is in, is it Kule they call it? You know when you call, is it Kule? What's they call the Hausa women? Is in Poda. You know Hausa when they cover women? And cover themselves and go into the kitchen and is it into the poultry and stay there for is it a year or two? Hausa. Mommy is not working, daddy is not working, but you're driving a Ferrari from Sokoto, where they only encounter EGG flies and sand, can afford to send the child to the finest finishing schools in Europe. And how about your own children? They are busy selling moi moi and oranges at the street corner. there is something wrong with you. There must be something wrong with you for Onyawosa, who is incapable of reading and writing, to become a multi-billionaire when hard-working families in Biafra land can barely afford to eat. If you go to work and after working, they can't even pay your pension. There is something wrong with such an arrangement. And that is why we preach against it, that the zoo has come to kill us. We must stop Nigeria, or Nigeria will kill all of us. Let us find out why Buhari wants the zoo to be won. EFCC have now declared former Adamawa State Governor Murtala Nyako wanted. Why? When the charges are read out, you will recoil in shame if you are from Biafra land. What have they been doing with your oil money? We are about to tell you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here are the crimes of this Awosa man. Criminal conspiracy, stealing, abuse of office, and money laundering. Awosa. You know, when Awosa want to steal, is you know, Igbo people, if you manage to get, say, $5,000 contract or money from somewhere, you are bouncing up and nap. This is Awosa. When Awosa want to steal, they clean CBN. They go to the treasury and they loot everything dry. Do you know what is criminal conspiracy and money laundering? This man, they don't take the money to the dry cleaner to go and wash it. It's not that type of laundering. They move this money abroad. My dear Lord God, have mercy. When your children are busy walking through the desert, trying to get to Morocco, to Egypt, to go and swim across to Italy, our people are busy moving billions upon billions of dollars away from the zoo. And you'll be wondering and saying, oh, but what work are they doing? No, they're not doing anything. No, they don't do anything. Awosa and Fulani, they are too lazy. They are parasites. They don't do anything. They feed off the body of the host. Hadiketu, leech. You know that black thing that follows Awosa people wherever they go to? I saw Etu for the first time in my life. When we went to Timbashade, when Babangida's army was still camped there. Ask anybody, they will tell you. You know, Hukoba Fara. Babangida's army was there. The rangers, they were there. From Kaduna. The only place you found Etu was where they were living. Etu is a leech. It sucks blood. It doesn't contribute anything. It will just drink your blood. That is exactly Awosa people. They can steal all this oil money as, oh my goodness me. They are like people, just like a baby in a candy shop. They don't know which sweet to take. They scoop everything up. Ndiyoshi, Awosa Fulani. They hold Quran in one hand. And in the other hand, they are holding looted funds, stolen money. They call Allah, but indeed they are all criminals. The ex-governor of Kano State is in Yako. They are looking for him. And he will come back maybe he'll come in around August, and they will drop the charges in August and then apologize to him. Then he will contribute to Jonathan's presidency, as Omar Odiko did. Omar Odiko came back and said, oh, all the charges against me were trumped up. And they asked him, you took away with you a mobile bank worth 4.4 billion when billion was billion. Did you or did you not, Omar Odiko? At the end, who are the people now enjoying that money? His children are having fun with it. Omar Odiko's son is richer than every Igbo person put together. Are you listening? Omar Odiko's son. All the Igbo people in this world, if you put all their money in one basket, Omar Odiko's son, only one child from Omar Odiko, is richer than every Igbo person on this planet. You know, Igbo people, if you buy one Los Gross bus, you say you're a multimillionaire. When it breaks down somewhere around Benin, you go bankrupt. We may postpone February elections if voter card distribution is too low, according to INEC. I don't care or mind whatever reason or excuse they give. But INEC is now becoming very, very sensible. They must, as a matter of fact, suspend the elections. Elections will not and cannot hold. INEC is of that very opinion as well. Elections will not hold. They understand that very well. They can look for whatever excuse to dress it up, but you are ill prepared. You hold elections next week and men will die. I hope America is listening. John Kerry, the hapless American Foreign Secretary, under his stewardship, ISIS and Islamic jihadism is running riot all over the place. He's saying, oh, you must go. But John Kerry, you cannot hold elections in Borno, in Yobe, in Adamawa. It is impossible to do so. Therefore, how do you account for those areas when you want to declare the winner of a presidential race? John Kerry, I need to remind you that in America, one single ballot box in Florida, one single ballot box in Florida, I didn't say a whole polling booth, I said one single ballot box stopped the pronouncement of the U.S. president when Al Gore faced George W. Bush Jr. Then you want people to discard three states and then conduct elections and then come out and say that that very process is credible. We may be monkeys in Africa, but not all of us are that daft. The elections cannot hold. No voter registration cards. People are killing themselves. The violence is extraordinarily high. This zoo must come to an end. It must come to an end. We continue. I report very happily this evening that Igbo people are now running away from the north, according to the Nation newspaper. Igbos are fleeing the north. They have listened to what we've been telling them. They have started coming back. And every evidence, every indication points clearly that our people are now coming back. If you are in one country or come from a nation called Nigeria, why are you running from where you are? The reason why you are running is because in Sabongiri, you are an alien. You don't belong there. You are coming back to where you rightfully belong. You people kept quiet as Yoruba and Hausa people with the aid of the British rewrote history. What you did today, or what some of you have been doing for the past 1 week now or thereabout, is exactly or was the reason why Biafra was declared by His Excellency Dame Chukwuemeka Odumegwujugwu. But the world whitewashed history so much that you would think that someday Ojukwu just got up and declared Biafra. That is what some people think. What happened between us and the police informants of Nigerian police taught me a very bitter lesson about the perceptive capability of the brain of a black person. They never go back to the source to ask what caused this problem. Before Ojukwu declared Biafra, what led to it? The same conditions you have now. Hausa people were killing people. Killing Biafran people all over the place. Ojukwu had no choice than to declare Biafra. But the British people, Hausa Fulani, and Yoruba media, over the years, has sound Oboro, they managed to convince you that Ojukwu is a warlord. You know, when they use that, people who are not educated very well. I don't blame them. It's the education you have in the zoo. Some of you are not polished when it comes to your use and application of grammar. You don't know what to write about. Ojukwu was never and can never be a warlord. He was the head of state of the Republic of Biafra. For your information, Ojukwu never deliberately declared Biafra. Biafra was forced upon him. Why? Because Hausa Fulani, Islam, were at that point slaughtering our people in tens of thousands. Today you are running. Tomorrow you say, I am a one Nigerian. Are you not stupid? That is why I say most of you are daft. You run from your country, so-called nation. So how come Biafran people, or say Igbo people in Calabar, are not running? How come Igbo people in, say, Ishekiri land or in Ijoland are not running? Why are they not running? Because they are home and they are safe and they know that very well. There will never come a day when Ijo people will just rise up and start killing Igbo people. It's impossible. Igbo people just can't rise up and start killing Ishekiri people. It's inconceivable. So that means you're home. But you can run from Yoruba land, you can run from Hausa land. Each and every one of you, you are running towards home. That is the meaning of it. Where is home? Anywhere people cannot rise up and kill you. Anywhere they cannot rise up and begin to conspire against you. In Yoruba land, they conspire against you. In Hausa land, they kill you. In Ishekiri land, nobody touches you. In Isoko, in Urobo, Ijo, any of the Biafra territories, you are safe. Outside it, your life is, I don't know, can be called upon at any time. Dangerous attempt to shift election date forces postponement of leadership conference. The newspaper called Leadership, they are even acknowledging. They are calling it, this is the, you know, Buhari supporting newspaper. They are saying that there is a dangerous attempt to shift election date. But the editor of this newspaper and their opinion formers fail to understand one basic simple fact. That if you are calling election based on the 30 states of the zoo, including Abuja, and three of those areas you cannot conduct elections there, it seriously compromises the validity of the results that will come out eventually. You have not conducted elections right through the zoo. What you did was to select a few areas you think it is safe. Now, if somebody comes from Borno and say, oh, I didn't vote for Jonathan, how would you feel about it? The whole of Borno, they are not going to vote. Of course, if you go out to vote, they will bomb and kill you. Yobe, the same thing. Adamawa, the same thing. How do you account for it? Unless you have emergency laws backed up by the full weight of the Constitution, which in this case can never happen. Because most of you don't know what to do. Dangerous attempt, according to Leadership newspaper, to shift election date forces their postponement of a conference where Buhari will not even speak. Buhari, stop speaking, show us your certificate. But black people, they have swept everything under the carpet. No wonder they have no electricity. No wonder they have no light. No wonder the engineers cannot build roads. No wonder they have Julius Berger here. Since when? How many African construction firms are in Germany? The very stupid people. But Julius Berger is here with a contract for life. Black people are indeed very hopeless, honestly speaking. 2015 CAF bans referee for 6 months over poor performance all over Africa. You know, you trust them now. Referees. They have banned the referee for... There is nothing that is good about Africa. May God help you people. Black people. Black. Nigeria's territorial integrity remains intact despite the presence of foreign troops on our soil, according to Oluko Lade Yoruba man. How can somebody breach your integrity? How can somebody breach your perimeter fence and you still say your integrity is intact? Because people, quite frankly, don't understand English language. And when they speak in these terms, you are all mesmerized. Isn't it? It means, in very simple words, that the zoo is still intact. But what are Chadian troops doing on your soil? Chad is here. Cameroon can conduct incursions into the zoo. It means you are no longer responsible or in charge of the territories that you proclaim or claim to command. That is a breach of your integrity as a so-called country, because you are never a nation. Dwindling federal allocation hampers my development plan, according to Dixon Siriake. There is no more money. We told you this before. Some of you didn't take it seriously because you cannot see it. I gave you the analogy of the bacteria or the virus and the glass of water, which you cannot see with the naked eye. You drink that glass of water and you become violently ill. The case of dwindling national income, because you cannot see it, you think it won't affect you. People, governments can no longer function properly because the allocation they normally get from Abuja, the handout from Abuja, is no longer there. Why is that? Nobody wants to buy your oil. Chukwu Abiyama is God. I have said it on radio Biafra many times, and I must reiterate it this evening as well. Everything visited upon Biafra land, every group of people responsible for that very outcome will suffer the same fate. Write it down on a piece of paper. Hausa, Fulani, virulent jihadist Islam will enter Yoruba land, and Yoruba people will be decimated. Write it down and note it somewhere. Because today I can happily report that 70,000 Hausa children are being treated for malnutrition in Katsina. The same thing that happened to Biafran children. There is no Biafran to block them from food. Nobody is starving them. But they are now experiencing. That is why I know that Biafra is at hand. They are going through exactly the same thing that Biafran kids suffered. Everything you visit upon the children of God must also come to you. Today, despite all their stolen millions, despite the money because of this war, the money stolen by Babangida, by Buhari, by Abdul Salami Abubakar, the money stolen by Dangote, despite the money stolen by Nyako, by Kwakwan, so all the Hausa men and the money they stole, Hausa Fulani that don't go to work, leeches they are, despite all the oil wells they own, 70,000 children are currently being treated for malnutrition in Buhari State, in Katsina. That sums up Hausa Fulani for you. They can never, ever be educated. They can never, ever be civilized. Impossible to do so. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, Buhari is not an extremist. Then tell me what he is. America Bekwazo, another ex-US ambassador. As I told you before, once you're a US, you know in America, they clamor to come to Nigeria. Do you know why? Once you come to Nigeria, they give you oil allocation as a US ambassador. You leave Nigeria a multi-billionaire. You come here a pauper, a wretched diplomat, a career diplomat. By the time you go back to your home state in America, you buy a yacht. You are now a multi-billionaire. That speaks volumes. Everybody wants to come here. NSA blames media international community for Boko Haram's rising profile. That is all they can do. Boko Haram has a high profile because people are speaking the truth. It's not the media. Because you people are monkeys, you're black people, you want to stifle everything, you want to clamp down on the media. But sorry, there is now the internet. People can spread information. Baboons and monkeys. I don't know. You know, sometimes when I see a policeman when I see a black person in a police uniform here, in an army uniform, in one of those ridiculous security agencies, so-called, there is a sense of revulsion I feel inside me. I don't think I can hate, you know, a fellow black person like that. But there is a particular type of hatred I develop inside me. I'm telling you. Look at what they're saying. They are blaming foreign media for hyping on Boko Haram. Because Boko Haram is beating you in battle. Boko Haram is killing people. They are taking over places from the zoo army that is ill-equipped to go and meet an enemy. That is why they are popular. They are beheading people. They are carrying out suicide bombings at will. Why will they not be popular in an age when information travels so fast? Missing 30 trillion. Accusation after accusation. Jonathan is presiding over another kleptomaniacal governmental regime. They steal. Akagom. Anything they touch, their hand traps money. At Abuja, 30 trillion naira missing. But you will not feel it, will you? Until you can no longer afford food to eat. Then you will understand that only a revolution will solve this problem. There ought to be a revolution. Ebola funds are too slow to reach those that need it, according to a report, because African people are siphoning the money back to Europe. Europeans will contribute money and give to useless, wretched Africans and say to them, oh, why don't you take this money? Take it and cure Ebola. And they will quite simply come and carry the money and sorry about that. We are welcoming each and every one of you back. We were rudely interrupted. Ebola funds slow to reach the needy, says report. We are also reporting this very evening that Jonathan is the first Nigerian leader to attend Islamic meeting. Jonathan is the first leader to attend OIC meeting. Of course, this was reported on Radio Biafra. That goes to show that people are listening. Everybody is listening. South Africa, SACOIL could exit the zoo asset agreement. Very, very soon, they could exit it. pregnant women and others become victims as APC PDP supporters fight and clash. South Africa faces power crisis and blackouts. Throughout the reign of white people in South Africa, there were no blackouts. There were no power failures. As soon as black people took over in South Africa, South Africa is now like any other sub-Saharan banana republic with power failures. Why? Because a white man is no longer there to do the engineering needed. Black people have taken over. Jacob Zuma, in all his glorious ignorance, South Africa is now being plunged back. It's now like any other African country, very wretched and very poor. When whites were there, South Africa was a manufacturing giant in the world, one of the largest exporters of arms anywhere in the world, very strong economically. And they gave it to black people and they ran the whole thing into the mud. Black in this UG. Black people. Shameful and disgraceful. Somebody has written a very compelling article, Beyond Petroleum. But when people try to intellectualize with black people from Africa, it doesn't wash because people here are not intellectual. People want to feed. Find food and eat and satisfy the needs of the stomach. That is what concerns them. Not high vaulted intellectualism. They cannot comprehend that. They are not wired up that very way, as somebody will say. Lagosians ask an Igbo man in Abga to speak Yoruba to get their votes. Wonder shall never end. Now the news in greater detail, please. Interesting turn of events on Sunrise Daily as Lagosians ask Abga's governorship candidate in Lagos, Robert Okoroji, to speak Yoruba if he wants to get their votes. They told him, "Ho ha, speak to us in Yoruba if you want to get our votes." Why? Because in Yoruba land. But I thought he said we are one nation, one people, one destiny, one country, one unity, one peace, one love. Rubbish. Hypocritical nationalism. An Igbo man cannot contest in Lagos without first of all speaking Yoruba. And people say, our country, we are in our nation, Nigeria. And I look at such people and I laugh at them because I know they are ill-educated. People say it's arrogance on my side. I say to them, I am not an arrogant person and can never be. I am a realist. If you are ill-educated, I will tell you. Education doesn't mean how many degrees you have. It's the ability to exhibit common sense. You claim you are in one nation, Nigeria. But why is it that an Igbo man cannot contest election in Lagos without, first of all, being able to address the crowd in Yoruba? What does that tell you? What does it tell you about your so-called nation? Anyway, I don't expect most of you to understand this because you're monkeys from the zoo. I wouldn't expect your brain to have the analytical power to understand that you can't say you come from a nation and you are not allowed to seek elected office in a particular place unless you pander to a political interest. Unless you pander to a political interest. The presidential candidate of the APC, Muhammadu Buhari, the general without a certificate, the ill-educated general, the man who did not go to school, but is or was able, I should say, to rise to the rank of a major general. Buhari said no amount of provocative and reckless statements from politicians struggling to entrench their selfish desire will break the unity of Nigeria. But who forged the unity of Nigeria? If you go back to its inception, Nigeria was created by a white man. If you say that what the British created is unbreakable, it means you say that the British is essentially God. I was even reminded today of pictures that Hausa people have been taking with the British from time immemorial. Britain, United Kingdom, is responsible for the Hausa Fulani domination of life in the zoo. The British, like Nnamdi Azikiwe, of course, they think that the Hausa people are easily manipulable. You can manipulate them. The same way the British thought that, oh, Saudi Arabia, they have oil. Let's try and manipulate them. That's why Lawrence of Arabia went to fight for them against the Ottoman Empire. For those of you who follow that part of history very well, or who followed it very well. All the things that Buhari is saying, he is saying it because your British creators, Christians, mind you, that gave you the Bible, they have given Buhari the authority to go forward. They are there. Britain is there. And they will make sure he gets in. Because Britain is more or less an Islamic country. All in name. Britain is an Islamic country. When it happens one day, when the evidence will come out, you say, oh my God, I heard this on radio before. I didn't believe it. The reason why Buhari is saying what he's saying is because of the so-called South-South. I put the blame on Ijaw people. I put the blame on Ikwere people. I put the blame on Ogoni people. I put the blame also on those of them and the families that never fought to support Biafra. You are the cause of all this nonsense. That is why I don't feel sorry for Kensaru. I wish they had killed all of them. You turned against your people and you want life to be good for you. No. When I look at what is happening or what happened to Kensaru Wiwa, what is now happening to Awosa children, where 70,000 of them are starving with big stomach, exactly what happened in Biafra land. I feel sorry for Wazirike. I said to him, by the time Biafra finishes with you, people will know that Biafra is not a name for anybody to play with. Nobody will kill the idiot. You will see the way he's going to die. And then you will know that Chukwuma Biama is God in heaven. Nobody messes with Biafra and gets away with it. I'm telling you the truth. I said nobody. Gowon's people today, the reason why Gowon is alive is to witness his people being killed by Awosa Fulani people. Are they not being massacred every blessed day? Of course they are. Why are they suffering? Ask yourself. Because they moved against Biafra. You know, God will use other people to punish his children when they misbehave, but he eventually goes after those people as well. The same thing is today happening to Awosa Fulani people. If you have offended Biafra, I don't know what you're going to do. Just enter into prayer and fasting and keep praying. But for Wazirike and his criminal empire, there is no redemption. He is finished. It is beyond the pale. The man that brought you kidnapping into Igbo land. The man that used the cover of Biafra freedom to be kidnapping people. Only an Igbo man could think of such a thing. Former governor of Adamawa State, Murtala Nyako, has been declared wanted by the anti-graft agency, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC. Also wanted by the EFCC is the son of the ex-go. Is a family, you know, in our, when they steal, is a family affair. From Sani Abacha to Mohammed Abacha, who was Rike's friend. They went to him and Jonathan said to him, we have discovered 300 million, but if you pay us 30 million, we'll take it. And that is the zoo for you. They steal, is a family, stealing for Awosa Fulani is a family business. When the father is stealing, the son is stealing as well. The only person that tried to bring it down to Biafra land is Theodore of Abia State. Theodore of Abia State. I said, Jonathan is bad, but I can't describe Theodore for what he has done to Abba. For what that man has done to Abba, I don't know. Even Satan will not have him in hell. Even hell cannot accept Theodore. That man is evil. Very, very evil. And the sooner people realize it, the better for everybody. As he's stealing, the son is stealing. He learned from our WhatsApp people. You know, we copy rubbish all the time, Igbo people. We copy so much nonsense. Anything Awosa is doing, we want to copy. Anything Yoruba is doing, we want to. Ashebi, how did Ashebi come to your place? Now it is, if you're stealing, your son is also stealing. Amazing stuff. The son of this very man, Murtala Nyako, is being pursued by police. His name is Abdul Aziz Murtala Nyako, a retired naval officer. An Awosa man from the desert is a naval officer in the Navy. Ask him, this is one thing people don't quite follow. Ask an Awosa man who is a naval officer. How many times have you seen a large body of water apart from River Benue in your life before? How did you become? How can you be in Sokoto and become a naval officer? Where is your proximity to the sea? Do they have any seafaring culture? The answer is no. So how? I don't get it. But he's in the Navy. And from Navy to looting. He is a naval officer, but he's also a thief with his father. As the father is stealing, the son is stealing. Naval officer, indeed. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. And also, ignore every background noise if you can, please. We are in the zoo. What do you expect? Both father and son, Awusa people, Awusa Fulani, they are wanted in a case of criminal conspiracy, stealing, abuse of office, and money laundering. It is a family business in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Stealing is a family business for Awusa people. When you're stealing, so also are your children. They are also stealing. And together they all rob and steal the zoo blind. That's what they do. They rob and they steal the zoo blind. Most of you may not know, but that remains the case. We continue. I know there's a lot of stats do inform us. It has stopped now, so we proceed. We may postpone February elections if voter card distribution is too low, according to INEC. We may postpone if voter registration card is too low. But they have had 4 years to plan, you see. To register voters and allow them to vote has taken 4 years. And do you know why nothing is happening? Because an Awusa man is in charge. His name is Atahiru Jega. An Awusa man is in charge. What do you expect? They are now considering very seriously postponing. They have to anyway, because the lawsuits that will come after this election will be unprecedented. INEC will be drowned in lawsuits. The zoo called Nigeria, it is a zoo because it's full of monkeys and baboons. The zoo called Nigeria may delay the 14th of February presidential elections, according to reports by Reuters. This is if the number of voter ID cards Electoral Commission can distribute by 8th of February is too low, an electoral commissioner told Reuters on Wednesday. Let's see how the PVC, permanent voter card distribution, goes by February the 8th. Then maybe, according to Amina Zakari, Awusa woman. God in heaven. What can Awusa woman do? They are only in places where they eat money. In government agencies and parastatals. Overstaffed, overburdened, bloating. With greed and senseless corruption. That is where you find Awusa people. Awusa woman is a electoral commissioner. Atahiru Jega is the commissioner. Is the INEC. Is it chairman? Is it INEC chairman? Is that correct? INEC chairman. And then another Awusa woman is the commissioner. She told Reuters on the sidelines of a news conference when asked whether or not the date could be changed. She made it clear that no decision had been taken. INEC extended its deadline for voters to collect their cards to 8 February, but only 44 million out of 68 million have been distributed so far, with just 10 days to go before the polls. That tells you all you need to know about the monkeys in Africa. At least for once, the white man is right. Black people are indeed monkeys. We can't reason properly, can we? If we can, ordinary voting, you can't even get it right. Is it difficult to go and register people? To say everybody above the from 18 and above, come and register. Is that impossible to do? No wonder they can't build roads or pump pipe-borne water to people's homes. No wonder they cannot build any cities. No wonder they cannot do anything right. No wonder their gutters their drainage system is blocked, filled with mosquitoes and algae. Very filthy. If you look at it, you cannot eat. This place is dirty, for goodness sake. Black people are dirty and very filthy. Let us have Biafra that we can show them how to live. Why are Americans afraid to allow Biafra to come? Because we will tell you that although we are black people, but we are different. That's what you don't want the world to see. You are afraid of Biafra because you know that Biafra cannot be like any other wretched, hopeless African country. That is why they don't want Biafra to come. Because with Biafra, there will be no mass migration away from Africa. People will prefer to come here than to go to America. That is why they want to maintain that edge that somehow a white man is superior. And most of you are obliging them. If you believe in Nigeria, it means you believe in the supremacy of white people. Don't say, I said so. Because Nigeria was created by a white man, named by a white woman. If you're saying, oh, instead of us to divide Nigeria, we all die in it, because you believe that a white man is God. Not me saying it, through your actions and your utterances, you are reinforcing the belief that the British are superior to you. Not me just saying it. So when they call you, you must also answer black monkeys, because they also gave you that very name, if you don't know. Igbos are fleeing from the north, and rightfully so. They have listened to Radio Biafra, and of course they must come back home. Despite pleas by Igbo leaders on Ohanaeze and Igbo, because they don't listen to... People listen to Radio Biafra, not to these, those vagabonds. When we say something, people do it. Ohanaeze can plead from now till the kingdom come. People listen to Radio Biafra. What we tell them is what they do. They call us outside program and say, oh, please advise us, what do we do? People are listening in secret. They want to... Of course, you have to leave. In Abraham, again, today, hundreds of women and children in the north returned to Owerri, Imo State capital, following fears of post-election violence. Some of the returnees, who we are seeing at the ABC terminal, said they will stay until the elections before returning to the north, adding that they abandoned their businesses for fear of crisis. And yet, they say they are Nigerians. Ordinary election and you're running. Of course, I'm happy. And can never, ever be. It can never, ever be. Dangerous attempt to shift elections forces the leadership newspaper, a pro-Awasa, pro-Islamic, pro-Muslim newspaper, to cancel their conference. The management of leadership has announced the postponement of its annual conference and awards following moves by the government to shift the election date against the current public opinion. That is a lie. You see, that is what used to happen because we never had media presence up until now. They are saying that the public opinion is that the election should go ahead. No, the public opinion is it should not. If it goes ahead, people will die. They know that very, very well. The best thing to do is to postpone and reconvene a conference that will bring about the dissolution of the zoo. Don't be afraid. The powerful nuclear armed man as God, which some of you do anyway. The management said it was compelled to postpone the awards after three of its leading awardees indicated that they may be attending the National Council of States meeting, which President Jonathan has purposely convened to shift the election date. Are you listening? Jonathan has called for a National Council of States meeting, which indicates that the election can no longer hold. Election cannot hold next week. Maybe after next week, people will begin to appreciate and understand what we are saying. If that election goes ahead, then many people will die. Anyway, even along Imo Airport, you know, how roads are meant to be built. Because there's a runoff area of only grass and trees. It looks pleasing. And then it hits you. It happens to you. Caskets on the road to the airport, waiting for you to die in a plane crash, and then they will have sales, even reduce the price for you if you want. Igbo people, they have a very massive problem. The rate at which Satan is entering into Igbo people is worrying. When I was small, I never saw a coffin until I was about 10, 11 years old. And then at Timbashe Domwaha, they used to make coffin at the last line. You don't even go there as a child. You're not allowed to venture near that very area. But now, as you're coming down from the airport, or going to the airport, because they know they are waiting for a mortuary, waiting for those of you that will die. Igbo people are evil. It takes a special kind of people to build a mortuary. And not that they have a mortuary alone, heading into a very airport. They bring out the casket so you see it as you're traveling, to remind you of your impending doom. They will bring the if you go there tomorrow, the casket is about to go on the road. Only Igbo people sell casket on the road. They bring, if you don't want to, in Mbise, it must be preached. Nigeria's territorial integrity, as they say, remains intact despite the presence of foreign troops. But what is the reason why the army was set up in the first place was to deter people from stepping foot on the soil of the zoo and of the animals therein. But Chadian troops are there. The defense headquarters on Tuesday assured the monkeys in the zoo that the territorial integrity had in no way been compromised by the cooperation with countries making up Lake Chad Basin Commission against Boko Haram terrorists. The assurance is contained in a statement posted on the Defense Quarters website that assessed in Abuja. The statement said the multinational joint task force, in which the Zoo, Niger, Cameroon, and Chad have contingents, are part of the ongoing onslaught against terrorists in this region. It's added that the countries that make up the Lake Chad Basin Commission also had some understanding, which now enables a massive move against terrorists from all angles. Contrary to impressions on quarter, it is Nigerian forces that planned and are driving the present onslaught against terrorists from all fronts in the Zoo, not the Chadian forces, as being propagated by some media. Because the Radio Biafra talked about it. Of course, they listen. Right now, they are listening. Because they themselves even learn from Radio Biafra. The so-called defense HQ. Defense of your pockets and your family, of your stolen money. When Sirake Dixon became Bayelsa State Governor some 3 years ago, he promised to turn the state to a new Dubai and also make unemployment a thing of the past in the state. But he has not spoken to newsmen. And he has basically told them, there is no money coming from the Zoo government. Jonathan no longer disburses money because Jonathan and his friends have stolen the economy dry. They have looted the national treasury. We are reporting today that our children are also in the midst of kwashiorkor, and I'm very, very happy. About 70,000 children have been treated for malnutrition in Katsina State in the last 5 years. This was disclosed by the Communications and Advocacy Officer of Save the Children Group in the state, Susan Akila, during a visit to media houses. She said the treatment was carried out in 7 phases. According to Susan, there was need for collaboration between the organization and the media to advocate policies that would favor children and mothers. She said hundreds of community volunteers had been engaged to ensure that mothers adhere to strict breastfeeding so that children can be well nourished and healthy. That is the state of Buhari. Children are malnourished. 70,000 of them treated for malnutrition. Everything that happened to Biafran children must also happen to them. Everything. Bar none. Because they were evil. They were wicked. They killed our children for no reason. And now they must also suffer the same fate. Less than 2 weeks from national polls, the ruling party is facing unprecedented shifts in the policies of religion that could spell trouble for the incumbent, President Goodluck Jonathan. While he may still be the favorite on February 14, experts said two key factors could remove his PDP from power for the first time since the end of military rule in 1999. First, opposition leader Muhammadu Buhari, a northern Muslim, has gained surprising traction in the mostly Christian South despite sustained PDP efforts to paint him as a religious extremist. This is according to the U.S. ambassador, ex-ambassador, I hasten to add, ex-ambassador. They love Awosa people because Awosa gives them crude oil. Awosa gives white people crude oil for free. They don't have to pay for it. That is why they love them so much. We continue this very day. The Office of the National Security Advisor to the President has fingered the Nigerian media and the international community as promoters of the Boko Haram sect, which is a very laughable and nonsensical assertion to make in the first place. Boko Haram is in the news because they're killing people. Boko Haram is in the news because killing people is newsworthy. Just get that into your thick skulls, and the sooner you do, the better. If your so-called NSA have nothing to do, they should just go on the road as usual, bring their uniform, and start collecting their own money. You have strike force on the road. You have anti-terrorist squad in the road leading to Ihioma. They have anti-terrorist squad in Ikeduru. Not in Borno, in Ikeduru, wearing black and black with red cap. Anti-terrorist squad. Counter-terrorism unit. In Lokpanta. Oh my God. People are so daft. Down the road, they're down the road collecting money from unsuspecting and gullible people. The coordinating minister for the economy and minister of finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, on Tuesday said that she would no longer reply the former governor of the CBN, Professor Charles Soludo, over claims that 30 trillion naira was stolen under her watch. Why would she comment? 30 trillion. Think about it. And they're asking you to go and vote. If you go out to vote, you are a compound idiot. Sit in your house and rest. If you don't have anything to do, go and start palm wine tapping on that very day. Go and clear the farm. clean your house, go and do prayer and fasting, than going out where you'll be blown up to bits by Boko Haram, of course. Going out to vote the same criminals into power for another 4 years. People must use their brain. Boycott the elections. Boycott every boycottable. I salute the courage of the veterans. I salute the courage of the retired civil servants in Enugu that said they will not vote. Other people should come out and say the same thing. Voting makes no difference. It doesn't matter. They will steal your money anyway. They will flood the road with criminals in their checkpoints, extorting money from you. A report by the British Medical Journal says just over 1 billion of the 3 billion pledged to fight the Ebola outbreak has reached affected countries, and the money was dispersed too slowly to help those in need, the study reveals. The money did not come because some white people want to reduce African population by 1 billion. And they think that HIV could have done it for them. They brought in HIV after many years of research. It didn't work. For those of you who don't know, Rock Hudson died of HIV, AIDS, of course. If you know Rock Hudson, he acted with Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot, if you don't quite follow. And for those of you who don't know Rock Hudson, go and Google him. You will find him on Google. He was a homosexual in America. He died of HIV/AIDS. Rock Hudson died of HIV/AIDS before AIDS was reported in Africa. For those who don't know. But somehow it's an African disease found in a monkey somewhere in the Congo River drinking water. How a white man was there and observed that this particular monkey had HIV virus, I don't quite understand. But surprise, surprise, a white man was there. The same way they found the same monkey carrying Ebola somewhere in Sierra Leone. Because Sierra Leone is the fastest growing population in the whole world. They want to reduce the population. They brought Ebola to them to kill them off. And they are there shedding crocodile tears. Oh, we want to fight Ebola. No, you don't want to fight Ebola. You thought Ebola was built to kill black people. Some of you may think this is some kind of fiction. Oh, what are they talking about? But it's there. Just go and Google it. You'll find it there. Ebola was patented. Somebody registered Ebola DNA with United States government. They were given a certificate to go and manufacture Ebola. For those of you who cannot listen properly. AIDS, you know that the human body is very funny. The human body, after a while, started to master HIV AIDS. Started to master it very well. You know, the human body is very resilient. It's not killing as fast as they want to. They brought out Ebola. They brought out avian flu. They will keep bringing out everything to make sure that black population remains down. Simple as that. And most of you will buy into it. Anyway, the sooner they succeed, the better. After all, they created Nigeria. You're answering Nigerians. If they call you Ebola, you answer Ebola as well. Because that's the name they gave you. Professor Yemi Osinbajo, running mate of Muhammadu Buhari, has accused Jonathan of attending OIC meeting. Osinbajo said that nobody who is a president ever attended any OIC meeting abroad, no Islamic meeting apart from Jonathan. Why would Jonathan go to an Islamic meeting? Because the man is confused. If you look at Jonathan, you will know how confused he is. Jonathan is wretched, pathetic, and very, very hopeless. The man is a disgrace to the office of the presidency anywhere in the world. Only a wretched idiot will even consider voting. Of course, voting is not going to happen, so it doesn't really matter anyway. Doesn't matter. South Africa's Sakoil is now planning to leave the zoo because of falling oil price. Because the zoo is becoming poorer. Nobody wants to be part of this very place. Part of this very hopeless entity. Pregnant women, others become victims of APC, PDP. As they clash in Kaduna, the political violence is continuing. And the election can no longer hold because people will die as a result of it. These are animals and vagabonds conducting elections. They are not human beings. And lastly, we are reporting this video that South Africa faces power crisis and blackout. There's a black man in power and there is blackout everywhere in South Africa. When whites were there, there was no problem. They said apartheid, one person, one vote. They said, okay, give black people the power. And they did what black people have always done, which is to run everything into the ground. I don't know what is wrong with our brains. Is it that we cannot run a society very well? What is wrong with us? Black in this COG. What's wrong with the people? Even in South Africa, the white man built very well. Johannesburg is fantastically beautiful. Blacks have now gone in and they have rendered it desolate. For the very first time in the history of South Africa, they are witnessing blackout and power cuts in an unprecedented scale. That brings to conclusion our news this very day, the fourth day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. I must welcome you. I must ask you, therefore, to please, this is Radio Biafra. I'm here also surrounded by some people. If they wish to speak, they must do so because we are live and we are direct and the whole world is listening. Does anybody have anything to say? If you do, then you must pick up the microphone to say something, or else I will defer to those of them who are on the phone and wishing to speak to us. Please, if you have anything to say, now is the time to say it because this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yes, Biafrans. This is Madoka Mad again. I just want to say that we are on the ground, Biafrans. Please do whatever you can do to support us, please. We have tents and we are ready. Once we have your support, the name of Nigeria is what? Sorry. And I'm telling Nigeria from this night that the Satan has already opened the gate in hell and he's waiting to welcome Nigeria in hellfire. The same to those who claim Nigeria, Nigeria, Nigeria. All of you with your Nigeria are going to hell very, very, very soon. Biafrans, wake up. This is our time. We have no time to waste. The ball is on our court. If you people want from mother come mother now, but God forbid, I will never answer Abdu. I'd rather die. So, if you want us to still live in our ancestral land, you want our children and our grandchildren to live, now is the time to come out and support us. We are not Wazirike. Wazirike is a criminal. He's a politician. We are those that born to do this job. And we are here on the ground to do it. Please support us. Support us, please. Our children are in exile. Like some of us are in exile now. We want to bring our kids home. But we can't bring them home now because our land is polluted by Hausa and Yoruba people. Please, we are begging you, our Biafran brothers and sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, please support us. Come out from, no matter where you are, come out. Please, $1 can solve a problem. $1 can do something that you will never imagine. If you people come home, you will see our people are dying. Our people are dying. Everywhere in that, the so-called Niger Delta or South, everywhere is polluted. Every land, there's nothing is growing in the land. Nothing. This is, I'm talking because I see myself. I see everything myself. It's not they say, or Yoruba newspaper propagandas. No, I see everything myself. Our people are living like animals. No good house to live in. They are living in a mud house. Can you believe that? Oye block is here. The next house is mud house. Our people are suffering. Please, our people, support us. Let us set our people free. This is time to do this. If you people can understand, this is time to do this. And if we fail to do this now, our people will perish forever and ever. What these people want is to finish, to kill us all, in order for the ground to be open for them to steal the oil as much as they want. This is what they're doing. They have turned our politicians, once you step to Abuja, they turn you against your own people. Our politicians are doing anything for our people. Our people are suffering. The game they are playing against our people is that they are starving our people, whereby they have everything it takes to live in Abuja. During the time of election, they will come here because they know that our people is hungry already. They will drop a bag of rice. Once you get a tin or 10 cups of rice, you are happy to vote for them because you don't have it in your house. But this is people that God gave everything to use to sustain their life. How can we be living in our land like strangers? Dear friends, please help us. We are here to do this job. We are here to do this job. If we don't do this now, we lose everything. All those our children abroad, like me, I have my 3 kids abroad. 2 beautiful daughters and a guy. Oh man, our people don't understand. All this case, we will lose them. If we don't do this now, we will lose everything. I pray to Chukwu Abiama to touch each one of every one of you, to touch your hearts from this night, for you to understand that $1 means a lot for us now. Please try to understand, dear friends. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Does anybody else have something to say? Please go ahead and say so. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I remain Iwala Chibueze. I want to say something about the news and which director said Buhari insisted that Nigeria must be one. It's an indivisible entity. I met a lot of people and I kept meeting people. There are some I met today. I was somehow flabbergasted that none of them knows about what is going on because they are educated or they are educated illiterate. All they know is they do buying and selling. Those of them that are into mechanic work, they do their work. At the end of the day, they get so tired and they went home and the rest. They don't even listen to news and all the rest of them. So they do not know what is going about. I want to subject some of us to logical analysis of what I'm going to say now. Because I've been a wide witness and I've had a lot of experience because I run around as an IT professional and I do a lot of work for different people in this country. Now, I've had experience of, I was involved in, okay.
Chibes, just hold on a second. Let's try and take this call. No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down. Turn your system down. My goodness me. Please go ahead. They're not listening.
Okay. In the academia, I was once a teacher in Nigeria qualification, but something happened that kept me wondering and kept me asking the question, are we really one? Of course, I know that we are not one, but I kept asking this question for avoidance of any doubt. Whenever there is something to do in the department, they want me to come in. And, coming, bringing my experience so that problems could be solved. But when there is something to offer in the department, maybe provost provided something, they wouldn't want me to get closer. They have something they are discussing, they wouldn't want me to get closer. This happened in the academic environment. On the other hand, you can imagine somebody telling you Nigeria must be one. His daughter is abroad studying. He has no mineral resources.
Daughter, you're right. Buhari's daughter is in England.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So he has no mineral resources. He's not providing anything on the table to ensure that this country moves forward. So he is telling you that Nigeria must be one. So don't you think that he is doing all this to ensure that you are enslaved more while him and his family keeps growing? We really need to think. On the other hand, these our brothers across the Niger, or let's just say, these our brothers in the river area. I have visited many places. I visited Bode, I visited Luwa, I visited Gokana. How many of you can boast of 3 square meals a day? How many of you live in good houses? But go to Abuja. The resources that is coming from this place, they are using it to build Abuja. There is one of the latest estates built by Kwakwansia City. Where is that money coming from? We really need to think. I do not want to go further because when I say much or when I say too much, you won't be able to grab anything. But I've thrown this to you so that you'll be able to reason and think. So that whatever Buhari is telling you, know that is deceit. Jettison all the things that he's been telling you because they are all lies. They are geared towards deceiving you. The only thing you need to do is to rise up now and fight for your freedom by supporting IPOB led by Nnamdi Kanu. Because that is the only one true way to get to heaven.
I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is wrong with that very line. Thank you very much for that. I want to try Skype instead and see what is happening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please turn your system down. Yes, I can hear you very well. Turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Chimamba Prosper.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes, it has been a long time. I want to...
Turn your system down, please. Turn it down or go away from the room, please. Unless you want to listen to your own voice coming from the radio, please leave the room or turn your system down. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. It's one of those people. It happens.
Hello.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. My name is David John. I live in Senegal, but I'm here now in the Enugu State. He said that you need us to come back. So I'm here now in Senegal, but I have been in the Enugu State since early morning, trying to get your number. So how can I see you? Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, director. I hope I'm speaking with Nnamdi Kanu, director.
I beg your pardon. What do you say?
I said I have been in Enugu State in the morning. I want to see you, director. He said I didn't tell anybody want to come back. You should come back.
My friend, if you want to see me, you will be able to see me. I don't play childish politics. I don't play politics of children. If you want to be a volunteer in the army, you must be mentally strong enough to understand what we are doing and what we are saying. If you want to see me, you can see me. You could have sent me a text message, couldn't you? You could have sent me a text message, as simple as that, to say I have arrived, this is where I am. I don't see everybody from everywhere. If you have come to fight for your country, you will fight for your country. And I ask you to please... Next time you look for ways, you don't come on air and say, I have come from Senegal, and at Enugu. It's very, very childish and petulant. We don't accept such rubbish. You can send me a text message to say, I am at this very place. Somebody came from Dubai. I am here with our brother that came down from Austria. He came to see me. I asked him to come to see me. I don't see everybody. You're saying you came down, you came in this morning, and it's only this evening. I don't know these people. I don't understand this type of human beings. So, but we must continue. This very work must continue. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. And we must continue. The work has to go on. What can we do? We must continue. Does anybody else have anything to say? In the absence of that, we go over to the line and see those we can get from there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, he's the same person. I want you to forgive me so that I will give you a text message right now so that
simple.
More and more I have to.
Simple. That is all you need to do. Send a text message. That is all if you can get hold of me. Send a text message. As simple as that, and that solves every problem. Send us a text message if you have come to fight. then we will see you at the camp. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Our work must continue. Our effort is unrelenting because Chukwu Abiam is, I don't know what is, ma'am, I don't know what they're doing with our lines and all these people. Why is this one not really, I can't understand this. Honestly, I don't get it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Chiriman Owa Ikechukwu. I'm from Owerri-Biri and Onumeka government, but I'm a senior in Aba, Abia State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, there are three questions I would like you to answer because we went for evangelism today and we share the flyers. So I know that many people will tune in this night to hear the gospel. So there are three questions which I would like you to answer properly. One, when did Biafra, did Nigeria establish before Biafra or Biafra before Nigeria? That's the first question. Second, where did we migrate to? Are we? Where did we come from? For people to know where we come from. And is there any proof to prove that we existed before Nigeria? So that is the third question I would like you to answer because we have many, many people now in our behalf. So I want to explain to them. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. The simple answer to your question is that Biafra is not just older than Nigeria. Biafra is older than Britain. I repeat. Biafra is not just older than Nigeria. Biafra is older than Britain. People ask, where do we come from? I have always maintained this very axis and I know it to be abundantly correct. And let me finish with the first before I go to the second. When the British came here, they went to Ishekiri land and they signed an agreement with them to steal Ishekiri lands. And in a copy of the agreement signed by the British and Biafran people, they, the British, recognized the existence of India, Queen Victoria, and all her heirs and descendants. I am telling you, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm telling you exactly what the copy said. And, wait for it, the chiefs of Ishekiri and Biafra. When the British came, they signed a treaty with Biafran people in some aspects. They recognized Biafra to exist. It's in the document. It's a public document. And I will also go and make it available to people once again. So that is incontrovertible. If our people can understand it, that is, when you came, Nigeria came into existence in 1914. I am telling you about documents signed in 18-something, before 1914, mentioning the word Biafra by the British. I must find that document this very evening. And as to where we come from, there are three people that make up Biafra land. I must make this very, very clear. And they came from three places. There were the original people who were here before we came. They call them the people of the forest. The black people here before we came. They are the Bijango people. You can only find them now in Guinea. They no longer exist in Africa. They are one of the oldest and most original people in the whole world. The Bijango race. As we are coming, they kept running away from us. And we came from two sides. One migrated straight all the way from Egypt down to this place. Some of them, rather unfortunately, through Yoruba land and came to Amambala. And that is where we got our name from. Because the Afar region in Ethiopia is way older than the Biafra you have in Biafra land today. And when the research was done about our people and our origin, the Portuguese people that first mapped, the Jewish Portuguese, if you can listen or if you're following the news recently, the Portuguese Jews were now asked to come back because the original people that sailed along the coast of West Africa with the Portuguese were Jewish people. They were the ones that recognized that there was something very unique about these very people. They were the first to put out the Star of David in it. The same Star of David that was buried at Inri, as part of the ceremonies in those days to crown the high priest. the same way would have been done in Jerusalem thousands upon thousands of years ago. Why we need to touch upon these things is that when we preach a particular topic on Radio Biafra, I don't go with theory or conjecture. I give you proof. The Portuguese, I'm talking about books written between the 13th and the 14th century. Biafra, B-I-A-F-A-R, in strict acknowledgement of our very distinct origin or migration from the Afar region of Ethiopia, for those who do not know. Now, on getting to where we are today, because it is Biafra, come and join. Anybody can join. In case you are wondering, I have said this time and time again. In case you're wondering that the name Biafra just fell from heaven. No, it didn't. My village is Afara. If you put B-I in front of it, it becomes Biafra. Exactly the way it was called. It was called Biafra in the two names. No difference whatsoever. And then we settled for Biafra. But because we made contact with the Portuguese, people thought somehow that it was a Portuguese name. No, it is not. If it were a Portuguese name, there is no way we would have had Afara in the first place. There is no way that the Afar region would have existed in far-flung Ethiopia. And there is no way we would have shared the same genetic... I don't want to... You know, ask yourself this question. How come before you get to Biafra land, there are all dark-skinned people? Dinejinji. If you come from the west, the same. If you come from the northeast, the same. If you come from the east, not... of course, you can't come from the water unless you're Mame water. If you come from the west, from the north, from the east, they are all dark-skinned people. Now, the question is, how come in Biafra land there are light-skinned people? The natural child. Where did they get it from? I know where the light skin of the Fulani came from because they were mixed with the Arabs, the Moorish, the Moors. You can basically identify where they got their complexion from. But how can you have a people in the midst of a rainforest that are light-skinned? Is our heritage from the Holy Land and also from Ethiopia. As simple as that. I call it, when I gave an interview in Los Angeles, I called it the triangle of supreme faith. And I said to somebody, I want you to draw a line from Jerusalem to the Afar region, draw the same line to the land of Biafra and connect the dot again through Egypt. It makes sense to you. And that it makes a triangle. And God is in three persons. They call it the Holy Trinity, which is another way of European theology to mess people up. Things happen in threes. That is why you have in the original, I wouldn't call it a coin, I will call it in the original insignia used to recognize the high priest. Not kings, mind you. High priest. Igwe Kala means a conduit between heaven, not a political office. They used that Star of David, the inversion of the two triangles matched together that today you see on the flag of Israel. It is the triangle linking the children of God. God has three children. The Israelites, the Hebrews, the Ethiopians, those who were never conquered by anybody, and the Biafran people who are lost in the forest of West Africa. And we shall bring glory to the world. That is who we are. Biafra is not concocted. It is not a name that fell down from heaven. And by way of conclusion, Ojukwu did not come up with the name Biafra. Frank Opigo did. He's from Okreka. He's an Ejo man. It was an Ejo man that gave us the name Biafra once again. He was the principal of Okreka Grammar School. He is not an Igbo man. And that is why Biafra must come in our lifetime. Because we have tangible history. The white man did not want the world to know how great we were. They asked the white man, how about the Igbo people? They said, they don't have any history. Because the white man was scared to tell the world who these people are. They don't want to say again, this is another children of God here once again. Because there is a man called James Robertson. He used to prepare a map. He lived in a part of London called Shoreditch. He made a map in the 15th century. In that very map, he went to Zamfara. He went to Hausa people. He asked Hausa people to explain the anthropology of the area, which means the people, what, you know, they look like, their culture. Do you know that an Hausa man told Robertson that across these plains, he is in Zamfara, saying across this, which is the Benue plains, mind you, where the army of Islam died. He said, there, I believe, lives the lost tribe of Israel. This map was in the 1400s. Zamfara people told the British, we believe that one of the lost tribes of Israel lives over there. And there is no other place on this earth where you circumcise your child on the eighth day born is circumcised. The same way it is in the Bible. Even before the white man brought us the Bible. I don't want to dabble too much into our history because it is too awesome. I can tell you that. We are descended from heaven. And when I say it, I say with every degree of certainty because I know Chukwu Abiyama is God. Thank you very much. That depends if our lines are still flowing, which I very much doubt. One line is working. They are disturbing us. They don't want us to preach this very gospel. I don't know what is wrong with these people. They keep interfering with our lines. They keep messing up with them. They don't want us to do that. And I must thank those of them who are suggesting ways through which we can get out of this nonsense. And we shall try and do so. Our lines are not, they are not responding. They are holding on to one of our lines right now. The one that feeds the satellite. I can see it from here. They don't want it to. But the one feeding through RBLworld.tv is working. But the one that feeds our FM stations, that feeds our satellite, is not going through. It is struggling. Seriously struggling. But it's not going through. But all the same, we shall continue. If you're listening to us on RBL World, indeed, you are highly privileged because this is Radio Biafra and this very work must continue. We have not been able to recover it back. We are heavily, heavily lost to it. Maybe we should try and take a break, which is unusual. I don't like taking breaks when I broadcast, to try and see if we can recover this very line. You know, one funny thing about the whole thing is that when I put forth this, it's not a hypothesis. These are facts. These are facts. And when people ask me, why are you so sure about the connection between Biafrans and Israel? And I say to them to go and read the book of Leviticus and tell me which part of Leviticus is not part of Igbo culture. Very simple. Go back to the Bible and read the book of Leviticus. And tell me the part of the book of Leviticus that is not Biafran. And then it makes a lot of sense. People may be complaining they're not listening to us, but let's try and see what they have to say. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you, sir. Daleto.
Yes, please.
Daleto, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
So, that's the question I want from you, sir. The line is cutting off, so I can't get you, Daleto. That's why I call you on the phone. Up to now, I don't hear the radio very clear because it was cut off.
Yes, so, I know. Please go ahead.
Sir, Daleto.
Yes, please.
Please, I want to know the meaning of Biafra.
The meaning of Biafra is...
Because you told us now that Ijoman gave us the name.
You know, Ijoman did not give us the name. Ijoman brought the name back. You know, maybe a family is answering a name. They abandoned it to answer English name. After a while, somebody will come back and say, do you know this family name is this? That was what Mr. Opig, Chief Opig, he's the chief actually, Chief Opig did. What he did was to remind us as to who we are and what our name is.
Okay, sir.
That's all he did.
Thank you for work joining for Biafra, because I know that Biafra is coming here. You know, the next time I want to call the number, he told me that I want it to be in my village. I was in Ebonyi State.
Yes.
I am from Isu, on the local government, Ebonyi State. That's your house on our side.
Yes.
So yes. I do get it through satellite. So that is, it's not on FM. So I don't know. By the grace of God, if I get what I want to, what I was looking for now, I will call you. I will come and install it in my village.
Yes, we will come to your village to install it. And thank you very much for reminding us. And please, I don't know where people stopped, but I must, by way of recap, reiterate what I said earlier very, very quickly. What I said in a nutshell is that we came from two directions. One is from the Holy Land via Egypt, and the other one is from Ethiopia. Very, very important. And for me, that is the triangle of holiness. I mean, the land of Israel, Ethiopia, and Biafra land. We have one thing in common, the three of us. We believe in the supremacy of Chukwu Abiyama. The reason why Ethiopia is poor today is because they became or converted to Christianity. And they'll be poor forever and ever. They abandoned Chukwu Abiyama. Therefore, they will suffer. Ethiopia had the ignominy of being the only African. Every other name under the sun, apart from Ethiopia. Ethiopia is their name. The name of the whole of the Africa continent should not have been named against or after Scipio Africanus. Some people say it is the man's nickname. I said to them, they're talking rubbish. Africa is the only continent in the world bearing the name or nickname of somebody, if you wish. Every other continent was named after a heavenly body or something far more grand. Only Africa, to reinforce the slave status of Africans forever and ever. That is why they're afraid of Biafra. We came from those places, and Biafra has been in existence for, since somebody argued this with me. And I said that the oldest form of mankind on earth is the Afarensis people. The oldest form of human species is the Afarensis people. And Lucy, which is incidentally the oldest species of any human being ever found, where do you think she was found? In the Afar region of Ethiopia. Are all these things coincidence? The answer is no. That is why you have light-skinned people. If you have light-skinned people in Europe, it's because of bleaching cream. We have light-skinned people in Biafra land because of our heritage. But we mixed with the people of the forest when we came here. Even the masquerade we have today, Mau, we picked up from these people because Mau has nothing to do with God. Everything you do as a child of God, you must worship God. If that particular activity is not geared towards the glorification of His magnificent name, then it's not from heaven. We copied all this junk and all this. You know, we are good at copying things like Ashebi. I was telling people, if you want to know who you are, do you know one day, if the zoo continues the way it is, one day people from Anyoma will say they are not Igbo at all, at all, at all. You will say, but your name is Onichubo. People from Onicha that went to farm, Onichubo. They will say, no, it's not our name. You are from Ibuzo. It means Igbo Binuzo. Igbo, living on the road leading to Midwest. They will say, no, it's not who we are. You are from Umunede. They say, no, it's not us. You are from Iseluku. Iseluku, big. They say, no, it's not us. We are not Igbo. That is why you have Radio Biafra, you see. To educate you, the Hihane Zimadezo on one near. There are three people chosen on this very earth to serve God Almighty in heaven. The people of Israel, the people of Ethiopia, the people of Biafra. Ethiopia is poor because they abandoned it and started to worship idol. And they know it themselves. Maybe it's too late for them to recover, but Ethiopia will be poor forever and ever unless they go back to Chukwu Abiyama. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. Here we preach this very gospel without fear nor favor. It doesn't matter if you like it, if you don't. I am giving you historical facts. I am giving you facts upon facts. Ethiopia is the only country in Africa to suffer poverty to the point of having to beg for food. Ask yourself why. This is a country that defeated Europe. Ethiopia was never colonized. They defeated Italians. Ethiopians. God was with them all the way through. They built magnificent. In fact, the true Ark of Covenant, it is believed, is in Ethiopia. That was why the white people, the Knights Templars, left everything they're doing to run all the way to Actum in Ethiopia to look for the Ark of Covenant. They believe that's where it is. but they abandoned Chukwu Abiam and they started following Arosa Apirapi. This is Radio Biafra. And that also is the truth. Anything you worship made with hand is Arosa. That's the meaning of it. Anything you bow before that is made with hand is an idol. It's called idolatry. As simple as that. Because Chukwu Abiam told us in Exodus chapter 20, anything under the sea, above the sun, made with hand, any image at all, is not of me. I am the Lord your God. You worship me in truth and in spirit. You don't see me, but you worship me. The same way our ancestors will come out in those days and they will worship Chukwu Abiam. They don't see anything. They will come out in the morning with maybe kola nut or maybe hot drink. They pour their libation. They will look up in heaven, not looking at anything in particular, and they will say things. They will incantate, they will say things and say things, and they will go in, and they will live to be over 100 years old. Then there was no heart surgery or the heart replacement. Men lived virtuous life and were honorable until Satan came in. Satan came in and destroyed everything that made us virtuous people. But we are here to restore it, and Chukwu Abiam, in his infinite mercy, will help us do so. I don't know if anybody here has something to say, but our lines are open for those of you joining us for the very first time. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra, go and research. You will be astonished. You will be amazed. The only people on earth that circumcised their male child on the eighth day is Israel and Biafra land. No other place on earth. The numbers to call remains +234 816 861 3291. I repeat, plus this number is even not even for once today. I don't know what's wrong. I have no idea. +234 816 861 3291. +234 805 909 8137. This is Radio Biafra, and our Skype line is also open. We are on Radio Biafra on Skype. Radio Biafra is on Skype. If you call it, we will be able to take your call as well. If you have any questions to ask, please do ask it. We will be able to answer you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Agu Yebe, coordinator, national coordinator from Russia.
From Russia. What is happening in Russia? You people don't want to support what we are doing in Russia or what? Agu Yebe, what is going on?
That is why I call. You know me very well. I don't like back in anything I'm doing. But the station we have in Russia now is very bad for every citizen, including we, foreigners.
Oh, yes, yes. I remember, because Russia is under economic sanction and blockade. Is that correct? So all of that is affecting everybody. Is that true?
Yes, yes. If you want to change $100 for Russia, you go use by the way they go there. Exchange
office. use we buy.
Because what is happening now is shame, you know, it's very shame for all of us in Russia here, and I'm making this call now to tell the world, because maybe other people were thinking that Russia is, you know, is not with director or with IP or not with IP or Radio Biafra. We are strong behind your director, and it's very shameful for me to call in this call to, you know, asking the family of IP BO to give us just a 2 months to clear all our debt and our fund, because what we are facing here is too bad for us. First, we started a lot of our member pay our defense fund, which is we pay in late of Russian late, our own money here. Now, the money we pay is not up to $100 pay. Before, $500 is less than now. To get $500 now, you will use two bags to carry the money, they go the way you change it. So, director, why I'm calling this call is that I beg all the world, the whole world, to understand our situation here. Also, what is going on? We have office here, officially, government provide for us. We are doing our legislation, which is 1 year now. And by grace of God, it will come out within 1 month now, because they refuse us 3 times. Because in this country, if they prove us to have a position, we have a lot of benefits, which Russian government is ministry trying to deny it from us. But thank God, we have one of our members, our deputy coordinator, you know, is who is in Russia. He tried to manipulate all the issue and meet other people that have the contact to help us to register our have a position here, which is very important for us. to help us to enter the national government, you know, where we are already entering them already. So that, please, I beg the whole world, all my co-coordinators know what I can do, know the station we are now. Please, within 1 month, we are going to clear all the debt we have. We have our general meeting today. We talk about it today. Everybody is crying for that because every day they are calling Russia not paid, Russia not paid. Believe me, I can't sleep. In time, nothing for us. When the Russian team is quiet, imagine we calling us here, the situation we are here now. Please, I beg my sister and every Russian Biafra family, let's give us much more from 2 months. We are going to clear our debt. Before end of this month, we start paying, you know, December. We want only December and January. And which we are going to clear within 2 months and our defense fund. Please, I beg in behalf of all the whole family in Russia. We are in mess now. Please, we use battle to take the money, go change. So, okay. I'm begging.
Thank you very much. There's no problem. It's okay. At least as a man, you have called to clarify. As a man, you have called, and I have so much respect for you for what you have done this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. That was Agujebe Mbajito from our overall coordinator in Russia, coming and grovelingly apologizing to the whole family all over the world. They have done the best they can, but that wasn't good enough. And they are saying, please give us some time. We shall clear everything that we owe. We welcome that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't think so. I don't think they can. I do not think they can. This is Radio Biafra. Does anyone else here have something to say? If you have something to say, you go ahead and say it, please. Please go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Bright Chimezie Ishuwa. I am from Ohaji. Ohaji is in Ohaji Ebema, LGA, Imo State. I am using the opportunity to call our people, those in Ohaji, those in Iguocha, those in Aba, those in Imo State, those in Olo, those in Delta State, those in Anioma, they should come and embrace this struggle. This struggle is our life. Biafra is where we belong. We shouldn't lag behind. We shouldn't let people come and get out Biafra. I have an inbox from somebody in Niger State. I was surprised to receive an inbox from an Hausa guy. He inboxed me and said his name is so-and-so, that is a Christian, that he wants to join what we are doing. I thought is maybe like a saboteur or that kind of thing. And I asked him, "What's your, or where are you calling from? Where are you staying?" He says, "He's from Niger State. That he likes what we are doing." I say, "How? You're an awesome man." He said, "No, that is a Christian. That please, that we should use our media to preach to their our fellow Christian brothers in the north. That because if Biafra, if they lag behind now, that they will die in slavery in the north. That they should come out and join what Biafrans are doing. That Biafran, what that they belong in Biafra, as long as they are Christian." So what am I trying to say in essence? People should not lie behind. If just for an outside guy in Niger State coming to say this kind of thing, let me just try to read that one of these inbox. He says, "My brother in Christ, anytime I hear you making some comments, I regret ever being a Northerner together with Hausa." He keep on inboxing me. "Please help me to call my Christian brothers from North to be wise this time. Come and join Biafra if you don't want to be a slave under Islam using your media." This guy is inboxing me from Niger State. I know he's listening to me now. So if an Hausa man can stand tall to know that Islam is going to enslave all of them over there, then what about you, Biafrans? You are there doing your buying and selling. Nobody is disputing that. That is where you get your daily bread from. But if you do buying and selling, also watch your back. Somebody is watching you behind. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a caller on the phone. Yes, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Yes, I will come to Owerri. Of course, I will. I'll come to Owerri.
Okay. Tomorrow.
I don't. I will let you know precisely when. But if it is tomorrow, then I'll let you know. But I will let you know when I will be there. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You see? Thank you very much. We have too many places to go to. So much. Too many miles to cover, I should say. Too many places to go to. This is Radio Biafra. I must remind the whole world that we are live and direct, that we are in Biafra. And of course, I'm surrounded by Biafrans. Those of them that believe in the holiness, I would say, of Chukwu Abiama, and in the grace that he bestowed upon us to go forth to preach this very gospel in truth and honesty, that in the end his will may be done. This evening we reported that our people are running away from Ugwawosa, which we want them to. They are now coming back home. There is no way you can justify one Nigeria. It's unfortunate that why is it that CNN cannot come to interview people, ask people, why are you running? This happened before. The running they are running today happened before, and it will continue to happen until our people learn their lessons. Now, the caller on the phone, can you turn down your system? Please, I can hear my voice. Can you turn down your system, please, and give us your name and where you are?
Hello, Director. Am I the one?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ezekiel Dudele. I'm from Idato South. I'm calling from Nottingham. Director, I don't have much to say, just few words. I want to use this opportunity to announce that we, the indigenous people of Biafra in Nottingham, will be holding our meeting on Sunday, the 8th of February, by 4 p.m. And the place, the venue for the meeting will be at number 144 Alfredton Road. I repeat, number 144 Alfredton Road. I'm calling all our people, all our members, those of you in particular that actually came out and went to London and did when we did our demonstration or remembrance in May. Please, this is our time. We should come out again like we did. And this, I mean, the hour is at hand. Wherever you are, do not grumble, do not fear. Come out. We'll be holding a very important meeting this Sunday. Number 144 Alfredton Road. Please, we expect everybody to attend. Director, there's somebody that I gave your number, and he'll be calling you from Port Harcourt, either this evening or tomorrow. I've been telling him about Radio Biafra, but he's been doubting me. So I said to him, he's shooting your number.
He doesn't have satellites. He doesn't have the ability to listen to us. Why is it that he doesn't believe you? What is the problem?
It's one of those people who have been consumed by the business in Nigeria, buying and selling. This guy is more than capable of installing any equipment that is required, no matter how much it costs to have the Biafra. But I said to him, he can tune on, go online. I gave him a explanation, but he said he tried and he wasn't able to get that. So I want to see if somebody can help him install that. He'll definitely call tomorrow, by tomorrow, anyway. And I'll be pushing him for that because he's one of the people that we need, you know.
No problem. I will welcome him. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are moving over to Skype at the moment, and I believe that somebody somewhere wants to speak to the whole world. And please give us your name. I know where you're calling from. You're calling from Germany. But where you're calling from within Germany, I do not know. Please tell us.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. This is the voice of Chukwu Emeka Nzurumike. I hear from Owerri and I'm calling from Germany. Director, if you're still hearing me, you proceed. You're hearing me, right?
Of course, loud and clear. Please go ahead. We are listening attentively. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I must thank all the principal officers in what we are doing. First and foremost, is nobody. That is, we must tell ourselves the truth. The truth is that you are quite exceptional, and everybody must recognize that. And that is why what you are doing, Director, we cannot play with. That is why when you give directives, we need to be prompt and follow those directives. Because sometimes we'll have to understand that these directives are not just from you, but from Chukwu Abiyama. Because most of the things you do are not, you know, things of human. And your decisions are not those of human. Your teachings are not those of human. And all you do, all the precepts, everything you do are not of human. We do see that those of us that do not see that should do some more research or should pray further for discernment of the spirit. I am so flabbergasted to have you. I am so grateful that somebody like you is available. And God, Chukwu Abiyama, will always be with you and will protect you till Biafra comes. I must thank those of them with you in Biafran land and tell them to hold their ground, to rise up. If you are Masob, now is the light. Now the light has come. Because you have not seen Wazirike do this. You have not seen Wazirike standing on your behalf. I have seen Wazirike send you in harm's way, only to go and send number plates and you get dead, you get beaten or killed by the Nigerian police. Biafra is not, that's not what Biafra stands for. Director Nnamdi Kanu will not send you a harm's way. He's going to manage you the right way. And when he sends...
We have lost them. Have we lost you? Have we lost Nzurumike? Nzurumike, can you hear me? No, we wait for him to come back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Nzurumike, we'll try and recover him. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, it's Ernest from UK, Cambridge.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I've been listening to the radio this afternoon. I don't know whether around 5 o'clock. I don't know, it should be yesterday. And
yeah, that was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday. Hardcore one. But if I say, okay, I'm happy. Sorry, let me turn my phone down. So I was thinking whether if there is anywhere here in Cambridge where we can have anything like Biafran Union. At least, so from here to London.
Do we have Biafran people living in Cambridge? That is the first question you
asked. Yeah, because what happened, I went to talk with Biafran teachers. Some of the Igbo guys, they're like, hey, Ernest, are you? I say, yeah, I am. Honestly, I am. And every evening, I never stop waiting for 7 o'clock to reach before I turn my iPad on and listen to Biafra. They say, yeah, so what, or anybody that can contribute anything with it, my one pen at least, I will be happy that I've done something for the Biafran. I'll be happy with that than, you know, listening to the radio every evening, and I will feel happier than anything to help my people, you know what I mean? To help myself as well, you know what I mean?
Yes, who will then pass it to Onyebuchi, who is our UK coordinator. Nothing stops the springing up of a Biafran family in Cambridge. Wherever people are, it is your patriotic responsibility to ensure that a Biafran family is set up where you are. You must know yourself. They say we don't love each other. We want to show them.
My number now. You can text him or you can give it to him.
I'll give it to him.
I heard him as well. He called and some of the, he said Bristol, but I don't know. That's why I said, let me hear from you whether there is anyone around here. So if you give him my contact number, then if you call me, then I will see how far we can take it from here.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ernest. Of course, I'll give Festus your number. I don't know if Nzurumi with this whole connectivity issue, believe you me, we are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is David Njoko. I am calling from Igocha and the coordinator for Igocha. Good evening, sir. I just want to use on that of Yoruba from the primary even to the secondary level and the university. Has there been anywhere where the history of Biafra is being taught in Nigerian school? The answer is absolutely no. So I also want to let our people understand that these African people use their divide and rule tactics to create a state in 1967, thereby making it impossible for areas ordinarily who are supposed to be in Igbo land, they are mapped out in order to deceive our people that they are not Igbo. Having said that, I want to also let the Igboman understand that the oil which is in his land today is being controlled by the Alpha person. I don't know if they are really reasoning. It's a reason and thing. Every office is occupied by the Yorubas here in our own land. I come from a community that produces oil, but yet it cannot boast of one single individual that will work in share. All offices occupied by Yorubas. It is very, very sad and unfortunate. It is Director. But I must tell our people to keep on trying. I thank you for what you are doing. I realize me, I'm from Ikere, and I believe strongly that Biafra is where I belong. Nobody can take that out of me. So I want to use this opportunity also, Director, I don't know if you allow me to announce our meeting.
Of course, go ahead.
For those in Igocha, I want to let them understand that if we fail to free our own children, to free our own generation, the coming generation will be worse than what we are seeing today. So let them come and let them not see that the faith. Come and join what we are doing. If you are at Igocha this Sunday, we'll be holding our meeting. Please, the number to call is 081-43-02.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. May God bless you too. We are having severe interruption. We are having severe difficulties. I do not know for the life of me how we can proceed with this level of interruption and technical difficulties, but that is notwithstanding. I don't know what they do to our lines, honestly. I don't know what they do to them. The interruption is too much, but you must bear with us. After this program, we will upload it, and then you can download it and listen to it again. I will not stop. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Ogechi Elum. I'm calling from Igocha, Port Harcourt.
From Igocha? Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
All right. Yeah, Director, first of all, I want to commend your efforts.
Thank you.
And also, I want to greet all my fellow Biafrans all over the world for their efforts also. This is a journey. And as an Ikeana Halo, Aguonyana Libya, and we must reach our destination.
You see?
So, equally, I want to thank the Biafrans who are sitting there with you. The continent, is it Continental Rep?
Yeah, of USA.
Okay.
Of North America, South America, and Australia. Yes.
Okay. Please, our Director, there are things I saw here that up to now I can't forget. Imagine on Monday, policemen came to arrest a man, and eventually the man was driving on his in his car. They came to arrest him on the street, down. He knocked down the person, climb up the on the person.
My goodness. My goodness me. That is terrible.
Hello, director.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Could you imagine that they didn't see the casualty, the person that was lying dead. They go ahead and arrest, and instead of to take the casualty with the man they want to arrest, they only took the man away and leave the dead there. The policemen.
Happening the way they are happening.
Yes. Director, if I tell you the way this vehicle, this car did, and it's a girl. It's a girl from our street.
Terrible.
Now the parents.
We've lost him. We have lost him. We have a caller on the line, I presume. We have a caller on the universal line. I don't know how strong that line is, but let us go and give it a try and see who is there. This other line never, not, they cannot hear me either. They are seriously disturbing us big time. Disturbing us big time. Please, please, please get your people to go to rblworld.tv. That is working. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Ike on the line, sir.
Woohoo. What is your father's name?
Ike Chukwurafel.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to know the code that I will use in getting this your telecast.
Okay, what is the code for? Do you know the code for satellite?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know the code.
Can you listen? The code for the satellite is 12.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the code for the satellite is 12335 V.
What?
12335.
12335.
Yes, V.
Let me pick
Can we text it to you, please? We will text it to you. If this is your number, then we will text it to you. We will text you the coordinates for the satellite. I think that is what he's asking for. We will text it to you. I am not the technical person, but I know it is 12335. That is the frequency. Is that correct?
Yes.
12335 is the frequency on satellite. If you go there, you will receive Radio Biafra. We are experiencing serious disruption on our main lines. They are just attacking only one line. They've left the other one. RBLworld.tv is working. RBLworld.tv is working very well. But our main lines, this is where our output signal to CHK relay stations and also to satellite is not going through, because I can see it here. It is not going through and is absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable. We must continue to do our work. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my director. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Kennedy. We've got two titles. I'm calling from Turkey.
From Turkey. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to give out our number here in case anybody wants to join us. This is the number. This is the number. Anybody that wishes to join us here in the IPOB family. This is the number, director.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
We are listening to you. Go ahead and give us the number. Go ahead.
050-7826-7766. So, in case anybody wants to make an inquiry, where we do our meeting, then the person should call this number. So anything whatsoever. So we are here to call on our people, all the Biafran here in Turkey, to come out to join us so that we united will move this struggle for us to actualize our dream. For us to actualize this Biafran.
because here we are, we are not all happy. We need to go back home and build our own country, etc. And again, Director, you know, some people say I am crazy because the way I preach this Biafran, they say, Kennedy, you are running mad. You know? But I tell them what I believe is driving me crazy because I believe so much in this Biafran.
Of course.
Sometimes people don't understand the gravity that is in this Biafran. Because it's like a force is driving me crazy. And people, they don't understand. They said, Kennedy, you are like an evangelist. I said, because I know what I believe. And the man that is leading me will not lead me. I believe so much in this, my able director. You know? So I want to say thank you for everything you have been doing for us. Everything you are doing for us. You are leading us directly without misleading us. But it's the only people who are blind will not see what you are doing. You know, because you are not like a general overseer, like all these people. So people will say he's a man of God, but you preach more than a man of God, that you have made yourself a man of God, and a man of God that cannot say the truth. So what makes him a man of God? All these things you have been telling us. I so much believe in you. I so much believe in what you can do. I so much believe in what God is doing with you. So I don't blame all these people because they are blind. Because the Bible, the people read, they say, my people perish because they lack knowledge. And how can these people get this knowledge? By listening to the radio, Biafra. I'm trying to tell people to listen, only to listen to Biafra. They will be educated more to add with the knowledge they have already. But they said, Kennedy, go and sit down. I think you are learning the way you talk now about this Biafra. I tell them, I can never stop. I will continue to preach this gospel of the rising sun about the kingdom of God being restored.
Of course.
In the land of Biafra.
Of course.
So, but I thank you so much. I don't want to waste much, but I want to tell you all these things. Because here, they said I'm mad. I'm crazy.
I'll
never stop until Biafra comes.
You are not. You are perfectly sound. And thank you very much as well. Thank you for the call. This is Radio Biafra. We cannot apologize enough. The interruption is almost to the point of embarrassment, but we are working on something spectacular. And believe you me, we shall overcome these very people. We must overcome them. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must welcome you. Our lines are open. We are ready to take your calls, actually, if the calls will come in. That is the difficulties because most of it rely on network connectivity to be able to function. If the network is not functioning, then there is no way it can function. If anybody here has anything to say, then you're more than welcome to do so. There was somebody on the line before. I am going over to that very line to see if that person is still there. No, I will have to take or defer to those of them who are here and see.
From Makodi Benue State. From Imo State.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. But I've been hearing your voice from my satellite. I'm very happy to hear from you. You know, this time before listening to Radio Biafra, I thought maybe it's a joke or something like that. I'm a very young man and since of Biafra, I'm angry. I'm very, very hungry about since of Biafra. So I don't know if there's how I can connect to you directly because I've been preaching to boys like me. We're very, very angry. We need to fix all this opportunity. Thank you so much. God bless you. May God bless you and your family.
My able director,
I don't know if that's somehow because some people, some of my mates have been preaching to them about Biafra things. They think maybe I'm joking. I don't know if that's how I can connect to you directly so that maybe they will hear from you directly. My honorable
I want to give you a telephone number. You will call that very telephone number. Okay.
Some other time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you, Director.
I want to speak to you. On this year, our boys are dying. This is of Boko Haram. Our boys have joined the soldiers. I've been calling them, even my brother there. I've been calling them to come back. Some of them, maybe I think I'm joking about coming. I've been calling them to come back. Instead, someone like me, I'm ready to die for Biafra. I'm not. I haven't joined soldier because of I want to join Biafra. My guys and my friends, my brothers have been dying because of the issue of Boko Haram. Something that doesn't concern us. Something we know not of. Honorable Director, I'm happy to hear from you today. I've been trying to get from you, but this network, I haven't heard from you. God bless you, sir.
And God bless you, too. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. and this is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Yes, Director. Thank you very much. Thank you. I just want to say something to Mr. President. I know that you are listening, my brother. Good luck, Ebere Jonathan. I won't put Azeki away there because that is betrayer name. Good luck, Ebere Jonathan. Good luck, Ebere Jonathan. We are disappointed on what is happening in our place since you are there. And what is happening to our people since you are there championing One Nigeria. Jonathan, I want to ask you, my brother, why are you still keeping Henry Oka in South African prison? Whereby the truth of the reason why you jail him in South Africa is already out. You know those who are behind this. Why are you keeping your brother in prison? But those that did this is those you are dining with there in Asorok, in Abuja, championing One Nigeria. Please, my brother, now is time for you to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Jonathan, wake up, our brother, wake up. We beg you, wake up. Release Henry Oka. We ask you at the same time to release all the Biafran freedom fighters in Nigerian prison. Leave all of them. They have nothing against you. They have nothing against our people. They are fighting for the right of our people. South, south, and southeast. Look at your environment. Look at your environment. The powerhouse of the economic of the country. Look at how our people are living. Are you not ashamed of yourself that we don't have water to drink? Are you not ashamed of yourself that we don't have food to eat? Are you not ashamed of yourself that we don't have road to drive, even to drive our Belgian, our failure used cars? Our people are dying every day. You are there shamelessly and campaigning for One Nigeria, One Nigeria, my foot. The people you are campaigning, championing One Nigeria, you are building schools for Lemajiri, you are building roads in the north, but your own people are dying. For your information, in case you don't know, I want you to send your intelligences on in these northern states conquered by Boko Haram. What they are doing there is not there. They are bringing weapons to kill your people. And this will happen very soon. You will see. But what we want to tell you is that if you don't want to look back, if you don't want to think, we can never wait for you. We have decided. But we hope that before this Armageddon will come, you will reason like the son of the soil, which you are. Jonathan, if you declare Biafra today and come to Enugu, we will secure you. The sky will not fall here. Nigeria have killed millions of your own people. Nigeria has destroyed your own people. Nigeria has destroyed your land. Nigeria has destroyed everything God gave you as a race. And you are there championing One Nigeria. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. We was happy. We was glorifying God when we was abroad. When we hear that you enter Asorok, but we don't know that you are the worst Azikiwe.
Jonathan is a very wretched joke. Very, very useless individual. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Of course, our lines, they keep cutting. But as I said, we are not stopping either. They want the lines to cut so they can stop us. And then they say they have won. No. Uchemefo, immediately after this program, it will be uploaded and played and played and played and played again.
I'm hearing you.
Please give us your name and where you are. The whole world is listening. They are no longer there. They cannot speak to us. They are no longer there. This is Radio Biafra once again. It is my delight and pleasure once again to instruct each and every one of you, especially our people in Cambridge. Go out and spread this very gospel. Do not be afraid in front of your enemies. You must go and preach this very gospel. Biafra is the only hope you have. Without Biafra, you are nothing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Ubina Uwechiama. I'm calling from Ghana.
From Ghana. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I just called. Somebody spoke. I wanted to call, but my line was not being picked my call. But now that it picked my call, I just want to inform you, somebody called and said he came back. And he's calling you to let you know that he's in at Enugu. And he wants to meet you. That person that came back and wants to meet you, I believe he's coming from somewhere. You must be sure that person is coming for our struggle, because if he's coming home from the diaspora, I believe he must have a coordinator where he's calling from, and his coordinator should have communicated he's coming to you so that we don't make mistakes. A lot of people who collect money from the useless politicians can call you and tell you they are coming down home from Europe or somewhere. I believe all the countries in Europe, in Africa, we have coordinators who are coordinating us. So if anybody is going out from where we are, definitely we know that they are coming from the place they say they are coming from. If that guy who said he's at Enugu, if he's coming from London, I believe he has a coordinator in London who must know that he is coming down. If he's coming from Africa, no matter where the country is coming from, the coordinator must know. So we must be very, very careful. When somebody calls you and tells you, I'm here, I can, we must be very, very careful. That is what I want to contribute. Thank you.
And it's a very sound advice and one that is taken as well. Of course, I will refer back. He will speak to us. I don't avoid people. That is obvious. He will speak to us, and I will refer this very matter to our coordinator in Senegal to see if he's part of us. And you just can't come back from Senegal, because our group in Senegal, put together very capably by Prince Darlington, they have not started coming back yet. They are not here yet. I don't know if one of them, but of course I was told that one is at home. I was told that one of our people in Senegal is at home. I need Prince Darlington to confirm that the person that rang Radio Biafra Live on air is indeed one of us. I was told that Senegal is very strong and that they will do some very wonderful things when they get down here, and I cannot wait to have them here either. Thank you very much, all of you, for having listened. I have some people here with me. They need to go and sleep. They are already tired. Do you have something to say or what? Yeah, please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Ezebiela Badibo.
Your line is shaking. Your line is shaking. Can I have it, please? Can I just have the microphone? Because I can't understand why it is shaking. You know, when you travel around the zoo, you bounce things up and down. It's like you can see it, maybe. Exactly. Because the head here is not as strong as it should be. Or was it done the other way around? Perhaps yes, I don't know. It's not as strong as it should be, and because of that, it is playing up. It is playing up. I don't know. I think it's better now, I believe. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Like I said before, my name is Ezebiela Badibo. We are here in Biafra land, and I want to tell our people something, that freedom is not given for free. During the time of Malcolm X, they asked him a question: what is the price? What is the price for freedom? Malcolm X told them that only price for freedom is death. Our people must understand this thing. If you don't want to die, it means that you don't want to be free. And our people must understand too that death is better than slavery. Because when you die, you will have your internal peace. But we continue enslaving yourself or people enslaving you,
When you die and go, your children will continue where you stopped. It is something that if you want it to remain permanently or forever, it will be like that until you rise up one day and fight. And fight. When your enemies see you that they have been trying to enslave you or kill you unjustly, that this time around you have volunteered to die. You have decided to die, to live the miserable life. They will become afraid of you, because then they will realize that you have nothing to lose. For those of you who want to join the military, I want to tell you that in the military we do not eat moi moi and akara deer.
Please tell them so they understand it. It's not a five-star existence, please. You live in
we
the bush.
We don't eat moi moi or akara deer. When I look, our clothes were dirty. We had nothing fresh to put on. You must understand that we're that military. It's just like a jungle. And in the jungle, there is no good life in the jungle. You must make up your mind and come fully prepared that now I have decided to die. And that is only when your enemy will become scared of you. Before I came down to this place, I have considered myself dead already. I have considered myself dead. That either I die getting Biafra, either that I die in the process of getting Biafra,
or everybody will die,
or everything will sink with me. Very light skin person. But if you see me, I'm as dark as charcoal.
As Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
As charcoal. You must understand that. And I do not care.
This
I don't
place
even
is
know
unforgiving.
If I,
this
I don't even know if my I bath or I do not. I can remember how many days I did not brush my teeth. It's not that I don't have something to brush my teeth, or I do not want to brush my teeth, or I don't brush my teeth always. I do. But the situation did not allow me to do that. In the night from 7 o'clock, in the evening, from 7 o'clock in the evening 2 days ago, mosquitoes started beating us. Till dawn yesterday, we never had just not even a second sleep. Not even a second. We did not sleep. And the people that were with me, they became so scared. Some of them could even manage to sleep, even, I don't know, up with them. We can stay. See, something that we use to protect ourselves from the mosquito is coming. But they could not have that patience, because they thought that military is all about enjoyment. In this place, I'm telling you, we do not have a good water. The water we bath with is swamp. If you are ready to die, you can do everything. And if you are ready to get your freedom, you can do everything that people thought that is impossible. Only when you have not decided that you will begin to say, people like me will even add more tough time to you, so that after the training you will become more reasonable. You will live from being an animal and become a human being. But you will live from being a coward and become a tiger and gorilla in the battlefield. That when your enemies see you, they will begin to ask themselves, are there people fighting us human beings? We do.
Thank you very much. And well spoken. Well spoken. That is an experience from, I'm sure, If you don't know him, you can ask those in Austria. I met him when I was in Austria. He said he will come home to fight beside me, and he is here this evening beside me. We are not in battle yet, but we will fight in this very place and we will win. Another person will take over. I will resign. I want Biafra to come through war. I want generations unborn to read about their parents, their fathers, those that gave birth to the new Biafra. Any country not forged in the battle, any country not baptized in the fire of war, is not fit or worthy to be called a country or a nation. We must avenge what happened in the past. We must defeat the Zulu army. They cannot fight unless somebody helps them. The AU is sending 7,500 troops to come and help them. Nigeria is a country that can never go to any war without somebody helping them. Queen Elizabeth cannot help them anymore. Obama can't help them with troops nor equipment. That is why they are on AU. That is when I look at Nigerian soldiers, they make me laugh. They have never won any war on their own before. Never, ever, ever. They're always counting on help, looking for Chad to help them. Look at ordinary wretched Chad. Wretched, poverty-stricken Chad. Look at Niger Republic. They have nothing. These are back war. If you mean. That is why we need your help and your support. They said they don't have people on the ground in Diberi. Men gossiping like a bunch of not kindergarten little girls. Foolish people. By the time that we are ready to meet this very zoo, they will regret the day that they came into existence. I have said it from day one, even before this very effort started. We will build the finest army known to man. As long as there are people on this very earth, people will talk about this army of Biafra. Forever, people will talk about us. We have nothing. The same way we started Radio Biafra with nothing. By the time we commence our march, Chineke Maranye Bra. This is Radio Biafra. I thank you all for listening and those that helped, especially our brother, Blessed Man. You're a man of your word. You said something and you did it, and I'm honored. I'm very grateful. Very, very grateful. All of you must continue to support what we are doing in whatever way you can. I remember those who say something and they do it. They promise and they do. Because of you, we can afford to buy petrol. Because of you, we can afford to feed. Because of you, we can afford to buy recharge cards. Because of you, we can afford to even wash our clothes. Because of you, this army is being fed because we are ready to march. I thank you very much for listening. And once again, always remember that Biafra is not a country. Biafra is not about freedom. Biafra is a religion. Either you believe or you don't. Biafra is the only way you can worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. Any other thing is rubbish and bunkum. If you want to see God in heaven, you go through Biafra. That is why our ancestors said, Eziokubundu, truth is life. And without truth, can you see God? You must be dreaming. Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where I worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. And because he is God, he will bless, guide, keep, nurture, sustain, protect each and every one of you. Even those running from Ukwawasa back home. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all very much for Biafra. We have emerged strong.
triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Shall always reach.